We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Use caution.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Happy end of the year from the folks at Talkers Magazine and the people associated with the Talk Radio Review. Those people would be Rick Jensen, been on the air with us pretty much all of this year. Happy to have him along. Wish him a happy new year. Rick Jensen is a midday personality at WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. You can check out WDEL.com to find him. Victoria Jones is here with the DC Radio Company in Washington to add her expertise. And conversationally, she is very adroit at picking out a lot of things and asking us to understand issues from another point of view, which is very important for us all not to have the same point of view. Also joining us is a frequent contributor and one of my a long time, old time. May have spent a little long on the teeth there, John. John Harper is here with us on WMEL Radio on the Space Coast in Florida. So I'm going to go through the top stories. This is a review of all of the items. The folks at Talkers put together sort of an amalgamated list of the top 10 stories and the top 10 people for the entire year. It is appropriate as it is the last broadcast of the year and the last weekend. So I'm going to go through the stories. I think I will go through the stories, and then we'll pick out some of the things that are of import and impact as we go into the new year. At number 10, the impact of social media on our lives and the weakening or the lessening, and this is my read on it, of the freedom of speech. It's the freedom of speech is being challenged in our country in any number of ways. And it'd be very important for us to discuss that, at least from our various perspectives. At number 9, the foreign wars we're engaged in, relations that we have with other countries. It seems to me that we are way too spread out, but then that's me. Number 8, all the shootings in our country this year, gun control issues, big, big, big issues and discussions. Number 7, race relations, yep. Another big problem, as we see underscored by the latest from the skinheads and the people that are starting these organizations that are actually religions. Number 6, natural disasters, the discussion of climate change. You don't have to look any further than the avalanche that buried skiers at a Swiss ski resort. The warming, the weather there has been intermittent. We can talk about things like that. Immigration reform is number 5. Number 4, the economy and the stock market. This, keep in mind, again, is the list for the year from Talkers Magazine. You can see it published at talkers.com. At number 3, our relationship with China. Number 2, the presidential race. And number 1, the impeachment. I don't think anybody got any problems with any of those in terms of how they fit here. It would seem to me that they are all pretty appropriate. Don't we all, we think that, Rick, John, Victoria? Anything you'd add to that list?
How could you disagree with this list when it comes to the, you know, the national list? And when it comes to things that really impact our life, Doug, I think you're right on with the impact of social media, freedom of speech. We've seen some bad ideas. I don't know who's going to agree or disagree with me, but I think bad ideas, even from the left. You have people like AOC saying, oh, we need to have a social media truth police. Really? No. And as much as I believe we should not trust Facebook at all, good for them for choosing not to be the ones who decide which political ads or comments are factual or not factual. Let people make their own good and bad decisions about that.
Yeah, it's too much thought police for sure. Victoria, your thoughts, speaking of the thought police?
Well, I think it's important that when we talk about the impact of social media and freedom of speech, it's not necessary to go left-right. Some of these topics are simply not left-right. You can talk about AOC, and she's an outlier. I think it's very clear that freedom of speech is important to all ends of the political spectrum. So let's not start off 2020 like that.
Well, we have the people who want to make an example out of her because of her outspokenness. I think she's been somehow neutralized the latter part of the year. I don't know why I think that. I just don't sense that she's been as impactful or important to the discussion as we have gone down the pike from, let's say, the fall into the winter. That's just my sense. I don't pay, or maybe it's just because I don't pay attention to her because I think she's a kid that needs to grow up, frankly. John Harper from WMEL, your thoughts as we get started with this conversation.
Doug, I certainly agree with Victoria and Rick in the fact that we don't need a thought czar added to the list of freedoms that are being threatened these days to our American society. So good for AOL, as Rick mentioned, for not falling in line with that way of thinking. And that's really dangerous, very, very dangerous. Next thing you know, there'll be a talk radio czar.
Well, it kind of already is. We don't get away with as much stuff as we used to. We can't do or say or even think out loud many of the things that used to be a part of our conversation 10 years ago, 20 years ago, the kind of things that came out of Joe Pine's mouth, Bob Grant's mouth. You know, some of those characters, they couldn't survive today because of the thought police. But I think the biggest danger, if I may throw one more sort of shake of the salt shaker here into the discussion of where the thought police are, I think they're in our nation's public schools. I think that children are being raised today to think a particular way more often than not. They are, teachers are left of center, and they are happy to tell students how to think, what to think, and I think that's a very dangerous precedent. I don't think there should be, I think that should be a rule, a written, hard, fast rule, that teachers do not express their political points of view, no matter whether they're left, right, or whatever they are. It's not a place in, the classroom is not a place for that under any circumstances, and I can see it, I sense it, I feel it, that the political, especially in the bigger cities, West Coast cities, East Coast cities, where teachers seem to be coming all from pretty much the same background, if you will, or same political thinking, I think that's very harmful and very dangerous to the future of our country because it keeps you from thinking. This is the way to think.
Jump in. I'd love to jump in because I so live here. This is the way I raised my daughter. The two most important things we can teach our kids are, one, learn how to learn. What styles work best for you so you can learn? Once you learn what style works best for you, you can learn anything in the world that you choose to. And the other is learn how to think. How to think critically. How to challenge yourself and not just find those people who are echoing what you believe. And you're right, man. It's not being done. Look at our media. People are choosing one side or the other because
how
it simply confirms their bias.
But how does it happen that the news media gets so polarized in one direction, the talk media polarized in another direction, and we talk about teachers or whatever is, you don't go into Target and know what the people in Target think politically. You may know what Walmart thinks politically, but you don't go into Macy's. You don't, you know, Hobby Lobby you do. Chick-fil-A you do. But, you know, for the you know, seriously, it's...
Are you talking about TV news media, or are you talking about print?
I'm talking about the news media in general. But if you want to separate them, the print media is very biased. The news media is just dumb. It's sophomoric. It's simplistic. Yes, it is. In the local newscasts here in Los Angeles, where I am in Boston, I think they're disgraceful. And first of all, it isn't local news. That's another thing. It's all stuff. There's an interpretation. Trump leads every newscast. What the hell does that got to do with what's going on in Framingham, Massachusetts, unless Trump visiting there? It's the impact of local, we're local radio stations. They don't exist anymore. I worked 13 years in the local radio station in the community where I grew up. Doesn't exist anymore. They're not local. Right, unless you get into markets like Wilmington, where DEL survives, and John's a throwback to the dinosaur age in radio, because he actually serves the community with a locally owned radio station. That you don't find those anymore. Any place? Anyway.
Well, Doug, you mentioned the TV news anchors. I consider them news actors, not anchors. They're not journalists.
They're readers.
And they're just readers and reading what the producers are printing for them to read. So that doesn't count. For a real quick moment, I know you have a break coming up, but back on the teachers, I consider teachers one of our greatest American resources, but it's real scary to think, as the three of you have mentioned, as to what's going on inside the classroom that many parents are totally unaware of as far as how their kids are being taught and what they're being taught. That's scary.
Yep. It's not in the tradition, the best tradition of America, let's put it that way. All right, we continue along with our panel of folks talking about the top stories from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com this week. All printed there, and I'll go through the list again during the course of this hour. Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company, John Harper from WMEL, Rick Jensen from WDEL. I'm Doug Steffen with a thought about New Year's and New Year's resolutions, the brand new MyPillow. I'm looking back at the things that were introduced this year by the folks at MyPillow. For the first time this year, they had mattresses. Didn't have those before. For the first time this year, they had sheets. Didn't have those before. For the first time this year, they have towels. Didn't have those before. They're expanding because so many people are so happy with the products that they have made in America from American cotton. Everything you get from MyPillow is made in America. That's very important to me, and I'll bet it's very important to a lot of you. No more buying things that are made in China. This is the best. These products are engineered, produced, and available to the American market from American sources. That's what's really so cool about MyPillow. So take advantage of the special opportunity. You go to MyPillow.com. Replace all the pillows in your house. Make sure that they're washable, dryable MyPillows. They last longer, more comfortable, more supportive of your neck and your shoulders. 100% USA cotton and fiber that's in them. Let's take advantage of the opportunity using the DJV code to save up to 66% on whatever you buy. That's MyPillow.com. New Year's resolution, get a great night's rest on all of MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, best bargains using the code DJV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
When was the last time you whitened your teeth? The holidays are coming, and now is the time to brighten your smile. With office parties, family gatherings, and photo opportunities coming up, don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday ready in no time. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore or sensitive like other whitening treatments, and it's totally safe and effective on all dental work. If you're not happy, Power Swabs are backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. That's right, 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. Call 800-208-1797, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile holiday ready with Power Swabs.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's add to the conversation now, continuing the overview of the top story. I didn't go through the people list, and I'll do that now. John Harper here from MEL, Rick Jones from DEL, Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. I'm Doug Steffen. So the people list includes at number 10, the two furtherers of financial fashion, Mr. Bezos and Mr. Zuckerberg. I wonder if they're friends in real life. Anybody? That's, you know, Zuckerberg. I don't know that Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg's kind of like Trump. Doesn't have any friends. I don't think Trump has a friend in the world. Honestly, I think he gets along with people, and I think he whether one of the unspoken talk radio stories, mostly because Sean won't talk about it. But Hannity's relationship with Trump may be as close as a relationship he has with anybody, frankly, when you look around. All right, number 9 on the list, Kim Jong-un, fatty, and Bad Vlad tied for that position. Number 8 is Xi Jinping. Did I pronounce that right? I never know that I pronounce it right.
Xi Jinping, correct.
Yeah, okay. Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders at number 7. Joe Biden and Mayor Pete Buttigieg at number 6. Robert Mueller is at 5. Don't forget about what impact he had this past year. Adam Schiff is at 4. I don't agree with that at all, but I didn't make up the list. Mitch McConnell is 3. Nancy Pelosi is 2. And Donald Trump is 1. I don't know. I, Are there other names that you might any of you
have? As long as you're questioning these out loud, I'd love to hear each person's opinion. But who do you think on the list has really truly, and I want to frame it this way, has really impacted the lives of most Americans throughout the year? Who has really impacted our lives throughout the year on this
list?
Well,
let's start individually. Who's impacted your life, Rick? You asked the question, so you answer it.
Sure, I would go for whoever is controlling social media, because that is where so many of us are living in our day-to-day lives on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, etc. I would certainly say Zuckerberg has had a greater influence in our lives than anybody else because of what we actually do each day with Facebook.
Really? All right, Harper, what about you?
Well, that's kind of interesting what Rick just said. I hadn't thought about that, Rick, until you brought that up, but I would believe social media certainly does have a huge influence on so many people's lives in our country and the world, and I would tend to agree with you, Rick. I go along with that.
Victoria, influence?
I don't use Facebook. I do use Twitter. I do use Instagram. I think Zuckerberg has had a huge impact, and I'm not
always
happy
positive.
About it. I don't like it.
Not always positive. Yeah. Well, I will tell you, the people that have the most influence on my life, I will tell you honestly, firsthand, the person when I'm on the air who has the most impact on my life is Kara Schilling. She has more impact on what happens here and what goes on. And then in the rest of my life, certainly the people that are on my farm that I'm around every day for hours, and my two children and my grandson have more impact on my dog, Daisy May, than any other beings. Yeah. That I am connected to. I'm not overcome. I'm bothered by, but I'm not overcome by all this other stuff that people, we're creating a world of zombies. And it is courtesy of Zuckerberg and those two clowns at Google who I don't like at all and never have. Don't trust them. Zuckerberg at least is out there. He's not hiding behind anything. I think those two worms at Google are hiding behind whatever it is they can hide behind in the name of making themselves more powerful and more money. Zuckerberg's pretty much out there. At least you can kind of figure out where he's coming from. And I don't think Donald Trump influences my life, frankly, at all, other than what I talk about on the air to a certain extent. He doesn't impact. I mean, he impacts, well, I shouldn't say that, because he's impacted my life as a farmer and not to the positive. Frankly, but Nancy Pelosi and all the rest of these characters, nah. But, you know, we're looking at the universal list and not mine or yours, but it's a good way to reflect and think about the list as it applies to you. 28 after on the Countdown Review.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season when the scale numbers can creep up a bit, but you don't actually have to gain weight this year. Take Calitrin to the holidays and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I'm from Louisiana. I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hello, my name is Georgia from Seneca, Pennsylvania. I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, and I lost a good 20, 25 pounds. I just cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the attack on Pearl Harbor and what was going through his mind as he laid in a ditch avoiding Japanese aircraft.
I'm not sure how long we were in the ditch, but as I sat there, I've been asked, you know, what my thoughts were at that time, and I guess my most vivid memory is, God, please don't let me die in this ditch.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
Autumn means cooler weather and a whole new to-do list for homeowners. Absolute Chimney and Duct Cleaning offers high-quality power cleanings with video inspection on all chimney, dryer vent, and duct cleanings. Absolute Chimney and Duct Cleaning provides professional high-end service at a mid-range price. And as we enter the holiday season, we would like to give a special thank you to our veterans and active duty military for your dedicated service. Call Absolute Chimney and Duct Cleaning at 921-4237. That's 921-4237.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Auto Body. It's been a really devastating year for some of us here in the North State. From the fires in 2018 to Snowmageddon in 2019 and the unprecedented hailstorm, our family and team at Coach Master wish the best for all of you affected by these disasters. We hope that Coach Master was able to ease the stress for our customers that were affected by these events. With the coming of the holiday season, we would like to thank all of our customers, old and new, for trusting Coachmaster to take care of all of your collision repair needs. Our team would like to wish the community Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And Santa, we don't repair sleighs, so be careful. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Another half hour of conversation about the top stories of the year, courtesy of the research done at Talkers Magazine. Talkers.com is where you find this list of the people, the stories for the entire year 2019. There are a lot of, you could do the top 10 stories, top 10 list of people. You could do A, B, C, and D off of each one of these. Joining me for the conversation, regulars Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company and Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington. John Harper is a frequent contributor from WMEL on the Space Coast. I'm Doug Steffen with a sort of an update. If you look at the number one person and the personality of Donald Trump and how he controls sort of the agenda, the discussion, you may have seen, I guess I'm wondering out loud whether John, Victoria, Rick, do you follow his tweets? Really, truly, are you a follower of the president on Twitter at Real Donald Trump?
As far as John Harper here, I don't follow it at all.
No. Rick Jensen does. What about you, Victoria?
Yes, I do. I also follow his deleted tweets.
Uh-huh. And to what end? What do they give to you? What sort of insight or of what value are all of these? The reason I'm asking is I'm looking at the one that most recently seems to have made an impact. He names the alleged whistleblower in a tweet on Thursday night. he's not a real, he says the CIA whistleblower is not a real whistleblower. That's the way the thing reads. And it, you know, the various newspapers take that apart. I mean, everybody's trying to analyze it. So of what value is this or any of this?
Well, he was advised by his advisors not to do this. He's been talking about this apparently for several days as to whether he should do this. He was advised by his advisors not to do it. But they thought he probably would.
When does he
would.
Listen to his advisors? He doesn't listen
he
to
does,
his advisors.
He doesn't, yeah. But so he did it. The Whistleblower Act protects the identity of whistleblowers, and the whistleblower is a whistleblower because the person blew the whistle. So, you know,
well, there are a lot of people who are trying. The newspapers, even Sean Hannity didn't mention him, and a lot of people thought that he might. There's nothing in print anywhere. I don't see the... Has anybody seen his name? I haven't seen his name.
Actually, during the hearings, it was Adam Schiff himself who allowed the so-called whistleblower thing to be publicized, but nobody really seemed to pay attention to that, as he allowed that to go out in one of the reports from one of the hearings.
Mm-hmm.
So
if this
really
is the whistleblower, if this is the whistleblower, it's the alleged whistleblower, and, you know, this is really pretty appalling. This person is somebody whose identity is protected under law, and it's somebody who is protected also because of the work that they do and because other people's work could be put in jeopardy. So, you know, this is just not something that you do unless you don't have a care about other people's safety, and it's unfortunate. This is unfortunate.
Well, there's a lot of unfortunate stuff going on. I want to talk about number four for a few moments, because I don't think we've given it as much focus as we ought to, or as much attention. The economy, the stock market, what that does in terms of people making up their mind for whom they will vote next time around. There are those, the inevitable hucksters online that claim the stock market is in a bubble and it'll have a 50% drop next year. I love all those guys. So buy our stock or short this stock or do whatever it is. And then, you know, the 10-year-old bull market that, is it really 10 years old? Is it 1 year old? Is it a bull market, a bear market? And how does this affect the average person? I think you're seeing a lot of people buy a lot of cars. I think the market for homes, if you're not a millennial, is pretty fabulous. Certainly is almost unreachable in some areas of the country. I know where I am here in Los Angeles, you can't buy a house. The house that I bought in 2001, I couldn't touch for three times, maybe even four times today what it cost in 2000 for me to buy it.
That's just incredible.
Well, Google moved in, Microsoft moved in. They've pushed up the value of not only the residential properties, but Google just took over an entire block on Pico in an old mall that they've stripped down because they need 1,000 more offices for people. There will be 1,800 people working in this building, and they just put up another facility, well, not just, but in the last 4 or 5 years, down on Jefferson, which is in Playa del Rey, and they built, Microsoft and Google built an entire community of 3,800 apartment units around. They have their own movie house. They have their own stores. They have everything is all, everybody walks to work, and they live in this new reality that you're finding in some of the cities. I think up around Silicon Valley, there are places like that as well, aren't there? They've just built cities around their workplace.
Yeah, what's the average salary out there?
The average salary in Los Angeles County is $145,000.
Wow. And can people live on that?
it depends on what part of town you live in. If you're on the east side, if you get beyond Glendale, you can live okay on it. You certainly can't in Santa Monica, Venice, and this will be up in the Pacific Palisades. The coastal communities, you can't get into Westwood, where my daughter and her husband live. They're profs at UCLA, make very good money. They can't afford a house. they moved in that district and rented a house because it was a good school district for my grandson, but they can't buy a house there. So, you know, I mean, you can go further out, if you will, into the, go east of L.A. proper, out into even in the areas around Silver Lake. You can't buy a house there for a lot of actors and actresses have moved in there, mid-range actors and people who work in the business. And that's, you know, pushed the value of houses up there. You go to Eden Rock and whatever the name of it is, I forget, something Rock. It's just as crazy. And you go up to San Francisco. You can't buy a house in San Francisco. You can't. You go up along the coast to any one of these places, Santa Barbara. Go up into Portland, Oregon. Oh, and Spokane, Washington, and Seattle. All the way up, the whole West Coast is crazy. I mean, well, Boeing's going to have a problem, so that'll soften the market up in Seattle. You know, there are 30,000 people, you know, at Boeing whose jobs are in jeopardy because they're going to stop production of the 737 completely. They slowed it down. They got 400. That's one of the stories that also is sort of a, when it comes to the economy, sort of a subplot B. Boeing is in a real jam. And I don't understand why it took them almost a year to file that boob that ran the company into the ground, basically, and he's still going to get a $37 million severance package to get him out of there. But that plane is done. I think you'll never see another 737 produced, and they're going to have to figure out a way to develop a new single-aisle plane, and that takes years to do. Meanwhile, Airbus is selling them like hotcakes because nobody wants to buy the 737. The orders, these airlines have canceled hundreds of orders for the 737 MAX, and they still haven't figured out how to fix it. They don't know any more about fixing it than they did, you know, before. And the airlines that already have them and they're paying for them, they're sitting on the ground. Anyway, what did you start to say, Rick?
No, it's true enough, and unfortunately, the boob they fired is the guy who said there will be no layoffs. Well, and then he was the first one to go. You start out talking about the stock market and the economy at number four. Who, back, like, say, 2-3 months ago, thought that as of this date, that the Dow Jones Industrial Average would be up, like, almost 23%, the S&P 500, you know, almost 30%, like 29.25%.
If it keeps up, you'll never get Trump out of office.
I don't care
whether you want to or you don't want to, but
I care about my 401k and IRAs and things like that. And I think a lot of people are asking the question, gee, is there going to be a drop? How significant and what would it be? Because I don't think people really know, even though, like you said, Doug, there's always these hucksters out there saying that, oh, they know exactly what's going to happen. And they don't.
Nonsense. No, they don't know what's going to happen. It's too it's too dependent on the events of the day. It really is, and what goes on. But the technology stocks are certainly very strong. Aviation used to be all the companies. Can you imagine, though, just to go one more step on the Boeing thing and figure out how the economy works, the trickle-down effect, never mind the 30,000 people that work in that plant to build those planes, but the suppliers, because pretty much, I think, 75% of all the stuff that they put in the planes isn't made by Boeing. It's all bought from component manufacturers around the country and around the world. And what does that do to their production line? It's really
Just like the car industry as well.
Well, it's the car industry. The space industry, where you are, John, down there, what's the employment picture look like now that the privates have come in there and more or less taken over Cape Kennedy?
Actually, Doug, it's pretty exciting as far as what's going on here. With new companies coming in, McDonnell Douglas has broken ground on a new headquarters here in the Space Coast in Titusville, just about 8 miles from the Kennedy Space Center. That's going to employ over 500 people with an average salary here in Florida of about $90,000. So it's looking very strong.
Good money,
very
Florida.
Good.
Yeah, that's good money in Florida. And McDonnell Douglas is a subsidiary of Boeing. Boeing bought McDonnell Douglas out, 20 years ago or so? But Boeing's trying to cover up the name Boeing. They're going to go back to using some of the older names for pretty obvious reasons. All right, we'll continue with a couple of final comments here. Let me help you in the new year lose some weight. Yes, please. It's not magic. This is something This product I have been talking about on the air for well over 2 years. It's called Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. It is the link to the best way to lose weight and keep it off. If you haven't started already, get to this and get to it right now while you're thinking about it. Go online to Calotren.com, use the DJV code to lose the weight and keep it off. That's the magic. The two important things here, you lose the weight, you keep it off, and you do it all naturally using Calotren. The special deals are available using the code DJV. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the overview of the top items not only for this week but for this year from Talkers Magazine. On the list of stories at number 10, the impact of social media and how it affects our freedom of speech in this country. At number 9, foreign relations with the Russians, the Koreans, the Chinese, etc. Number 8, all the shootings and discussion of gun control. These are, again, remember, the list for the entire year. Number 7, race relations. What's going on? We have more problems, it seems, rather than fewer. Number 6, disasters of a weather nature, climate change, big discussion through the year. Immigration reform, number 5. The economy and the stock market, number 4. Our friendship with China and our political relationship, number 3. The presidential race is number 2, and the impeachment of President Trump. As the year rounds out, according to the folks at Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. Giant Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season when the scale numbers can creep up a bit, but you don't actually have to gain weight this year. Take Calotren to the holidays and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I'm from Louisiana. I've lost 20 pounds taking Calotren. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hello, my name is Georgia from Seneca, Pennsylvania. I'm a firm believer of Calotren. I have been on it for quite a while now, and I lost a good 20, 25 pounds. I just cannot say enough about it, Calotren.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calotren.
See why Calotren is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
On the people list, the top list of the 10 most discussed people, not disgusting, but discussed people for this past year, not too many surprises here, according to the research at Talkers Magazine. Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg, the technical kings at number 10. Bad Vlad, number 9. The premier in China, Xi Jinping, I never pronounced his name right. Number 7 and 6 and 5, sort of a mix of all the main players in the Democratic Party, narrowed down to Biden and Mayor Pete and Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. Kind of an interesting list. Robert Mueller is on that list with Adam Schiff. Number 3 is Mitch McConnell. Number 2 is Nancy Pelosi. This is, again, keep in mind, the list of the influencers for the entire year. And number 1, of course, is Donald J. Trump. So that's it. That's the review. Lots of things that we've talked about in this past year covered a lot of ground. Stay tuned to next year. More on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Looking forward to the new year with our participants, Rick Jensen from DEL and Victoria Jones, the DC Radio Company, John Harper. So I'm going to ask each of you to give me about 15 seconds. On the list, it's the number one item on the list is Trump. What will be the number one story next year at this time? What do you think, John?
This time next year will be
what happened in the election? How did Trump get reelected?
Okay. Victoria, what do you think the number one story will be a year from now?
It will be something to do with the election, and it will either be how he got reelected, or it will be a controversy regarding the reelection.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what about you, Rick Jensen?
It'll be the asteroid that crashed into New Jersey and caused $1 billion worth of improvements. No?
Hey, love.
What was the name of the blimp that went down in 1937?
Oh, remember
the Hindenburg?
That happened
in New Jersey. All kinds of great things happened there. Rick Jensen, thank you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Rick is a real stalwart here. John Harper from WMEL. Victoria Jones, thank you.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Come join me as the new host of brand new Battlefield Expression show, debuting December 7th, 2019. Battlefield Expressions is a go-to program providing veterans and their families an opportunity to call in and ask questions and receive information particular to their individual needs. Veterans and their families who sacrificed and served our country. Every Saturday, 9 to 11, here at 96.5 FM, 1460 AM Talk Radio.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour. It's Tech Talk time. Time for us to go through, as is the case at the end of every week, the top five items from technology as researched by Victoria Keelan. And as she's not here, it falls on me to go through the top five list. So we'll start at number five, go to number one, the new FAA drone rules. Let police track the aircraft. A new FAA rule that was proposed this week calls for most drones to have remote IDs that would let officials track them in real time. Remote ID technologies will enhance safety and security by allowing the FAA and the feds in general to identify drones flying in their jurisdiction. The rule would apply to all drones required to register. The agency noted that it's working toward a traffic management ecosystem that would more or less wrap themselves around the drone flights, separate from but complementary to the regular air traffic management system that we have for airplanes. Drones are handling jobs like making movies, monitoring oil refineries, gathering military intelligence, aiding search and rescue operations, and a number of companies are working on drone technology. For example, Amazon Prime Air has a new delivery drone design. UPS wants to deliver medical supplies to hospitals and to homes using drones. The FAA made the proposed drone regulation available via the Federal Register. Opens a 60-day public comment period. So your feedback is welcome and encouraged at the FAA.gov. Number four on our list of the top five, cord cutters finally streaming PBS stations online. It's on YouTube TV. A missing link for cord cutters now in place after the arrival of a lot of PBS affiliates on YouTube TV. Viewers eager to leave high-priced cable and satellite TV bundles now can get your local stations in this streaming video service. There are 100 PBS affiliates, 330 altogether, but 100 that are now available on YouTube's $50 a month cable alternative, which is available on the web and in apps on most streaming media players and connected TVs. Public television remained a holdout from streaming TV services, but now with more and more people cutting the cable cord, they have to change their course. Much of the delay was due to the difficulty in negotiating online streaming rights for the various programs that are on PBS affiliates without compromising the identity of each of their member stations. PBS on YouTube TV will be the exact same thing, they say, as on cable, right down to the pledge drives, which we can probably all do without, but that's how they make their, they have gobs of money. Public television, one of the things that is one of the little-known secrets about public television is how much money they have. And the fact that, this is me grinding a little bit here, that they just got, $500 million from the federal government is pretty outrageous that the taxpayer is supporting this when they don't need to. But I move on. Number three, technologically speaking, Sling TV, raising the price of both its subscription packages, Sling Blue and Sling Orange, to $30 a month. Subscribing to both bundles of channels now costs $45, which is now only a few dollars shy of, like, YouTube TV is $49.99 a month. It's fitting this news comes as the year draws to a close, as it continues the upward trend of subscription costs for the cable replacement. I'm telling you, Hulu, Live TV, YouTube TV, AT&T TV, the price hikes here. AT&T TV is now $65 a month. Hulu is $54.99. YouTube is $49.99. Sling is $45. Pretty soon, people are going to start to think, wait a minute, what happened to us trying to cut the cord and save money? It's going to be more expensive to go back to commercial TV. I'm betting that's going to happen sooner rather than later. Number two on our list of the top five technology stories, people trying to order pizza experiencing fraudulent charges on their credit cards, prompting the Better Business Bureau to issue a warning to consumers and restaurants about this new scam. Unlike a lot of scams in the digital age that involve hacking into computers, this heist involves hacking into the phone lines in the store. Somebody posing as a customer walks into the pizza store, asked to use the restaurant's phone. Instead of making a call, the scammer actually reroutes the business calls to another number. And then unsuspecting customers dial up their favorite pizza eatery, and they get the scammer, and bingo, you get hooked for whatever amount of money you have ordered in the pizza store. How about that? Number one this week, Wawa. The breach reaching 700 of their stores. If you use your credit card or debit card to buy gas or pay for snacks at a Wawa convenience store, especially in the past 9 months, your card information has probably been skimmed by malware. Wawa says it discovered the malware on its payment processing servers December 10th. So maybe you better pay cash at Wawa. That's it. Technology in Review. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $11.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop off your car or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Home of the friendly oil change.
As evidence from the charge scene. Police say congregants shot and killed a man who opened fire in a church near Fort Worth. The White Settlement police officials say a person shot by the suspect also died in the Sunday morning attack of the West Freeway Church of Christ. A second parishioner has life-threatening injuries. The suspect in the Hanukkah stabbings north of New York City has been arraigned on charges he attacked five people, bail set at $5 million. A Democrat senator claims many Republicans are uneasy about Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's promise to work with the White House in defending President Trump during his impeachment trial.
Describing the House impeachment as the most rushed, least thorough, and most unfair in history, McConnell has stated openly he will not be an impartial juror in the trial. Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut claims he's heard from 5 to 10 GOP senators who are uneasy about McConnell's likely approach to the trial. While Democrats are given virtually no chance of winning a conviction, even one GOP senator voting for impeachment would allow Democrats to boast of having bipartisan support for their effort to drive the president from office. Bob Agnew reporting.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Batching Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
China's imports of soybeans surged in November following the announcement of an interim trade deal with the United States.
Customs data shows imports rose 53.7% over a year earlier. News reports say imports of U.S. soybeans more than doubled compared with the previous month. China cut off purchases of U.S. soybeans after President Trump raised import duties on Chinese goods in a dispute over Beijing's technology ambitions and trade surplus. The two governments announced an interim agreement in October, but have yet to release details.
Correspondent Jeremy House reports U.S. officials said Beijing agreed to buy more American farm exports, but Chinese officials have yet to confirm the possible sale of purchases. The Kremlin says the Russian President Putin spoke with President Trump to thank him for information that helped Russia foil terrorist attacks over the New Year's holiday. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Baltimore has added another dubious distinction.
Baltimore has broken its per capita homicide record. The city reached 342 killings on Friday, bringing the homicide rate to a historical high of about 57 per 100,000 people. Baltimore has just over 600,000 residents after years of seeing a population exodus. The new rate eclipsed that of 1993 when the city had a record 353 killings but was much more populous. This is the fifth year in a row that Baltimore has reported over 300 killings. Before 2015, that number had generally been on a decline, but reversed after civil unrest followed the death in police custody of a young black man, Freddie Gray. Keith Peters reporting.
Happy birthday, Texas. On this date in 1845, the Lone Star State admitted to the 28th state of the union. Check out more on these stories by logging on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
In a recent speech, Attorney General William Barr emphasized the religious foundation of our nation. He said religious liberty is the scaffolding of a free government. Well, Mr. Barr is concerned that militant secularists not only promote their own views, but seek to silence the religious voice.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Or North Dakota.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, here with the top stories and the list of the top people in discussion for this past year. 2019 is the last broadcast of the year. Talkers Magazine has listed all of these stories, and the people list at talkers.com. Michael Harrison is out of town this week, not with us. Well, he is with us in a manner of speaking because he's put together a list and some thoughts about the realities of this past year from the News Talk Radio standpoint. After that, we're going to have Rich McFadden, John Harper, and Victoria Jones join us in an overview of some of the things that we have talked about this past year, how they have either inflated or deflated our feelings about the issues. But first, here's Michael Harrison.
Thank you, Doug, and here we go. These are the 10 most talked about stories, according to Talkers Magazine, on news talk stations around the country, just like the one that we're on now, according to Talkers, for the year 2019. Here we go. Number 10, the impact of social media on our society tied with freedom of speech. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Google, plus others, have been in the news this year facing accusations of political bias and being untrustworthy with their users' personal information. And the erosion of privacy is one of the most dangerous trends for our democratic society in terms of loss of liberty. Here, like here for example, watch this. Hey, Siri, is my smart TV spying on me?
Okay, I found this on the web for Hey, Siri, is my smart TV spying on me? Check it out.
I'm looking at it here, and it's pretty discouraging, I gotta say the least. And number 9, a three-way tie between U.S. foreign wars, U.S. North Korea relations, and U.S. Russia relations, as we conclude 2019 with the so-called never-ending war in Afghanistan, a cryptic threat from our buddy in North Korea who wants to buy the President of Oz, and uncertainty about what seems obvious, Russia meddling in our elections. It's a pretty troubling situation, to say the least, and that's not including problems with China that we'll be citing as we move up the chart. There's more about China. At number 8, we have mass shootings and gun control. According to a Congressional Research Service, or according to the Congressional Research Service, a public mass shooting is an event in which four or more victims are killed, and the definition excludes counting wounded survivors. Other tracking organizations include non-fatal injuries that occurred during these events. Taking it all into consideration, approximately 409 mass shootings occurred in 2019. This averages at 1.22 mass shootings per day, And in these shootings, 1,466 people were injured and 441 died, for a total of 1,907 victims of mass shootings in 2019. And that's not including the seemingly countless individual gun casualties not categorized as mass shootings, so it's no wonder that many people politically and their ideology is to have more gun control. Some is going so far as to get rid of the Second Amendment. But as far as taking away gun ownership rights in the face of this mind-numbing news, mustn't forget the adage that guns don't kill people, people kill people, and work it into a rational assessment of an irrational problem. So it is not going away. And number seven, a tie between race relations and health care reform. These are two issues that are fueled by the presidential debates as we wrestle over expanding or eliminating Obamacare, going to a universal health care system and then figuring out how to pay for it, or simply focusing on prevention as the method of reform that makes the most sense. And on the race side of the equation, our society is coming to terms with a controversial trending concept called white privilege. And number six, we have natural disasters and climate change. The number of natural disasters continues to rise along with tracking of the planet's average temperature, with a majority of scientists, but not all scientists, attributing a significant portion of this disturbing trend to human activities. And not all scientists, not all politicians, nor all voters agree, or at least not certain, what we can really do to reverse the situation. And we might be slowing it down a bit, but obviously not as quickly as some people would like to see. And number five, immigration reform. It was one of the main issues that got Donald Trump elected, and it continued to rage through 2019, with much of the national conversation focusing on the treatment of migrants and asylum seekers at the government facilities along the southern border. And funding for the border wall continued to be a huge point of contention this year on the radio, along with the humanitarian concerns of family separation. Let's go to number four, the stock market and the economy. As we come to the end of a turbulent year, the statistics indicate it's been extremely good for the stock market and the economy. The word we hear used a lot to describe both is roaring. The fears of a coming recession that circulated for much of this past summer never materialized. And that, of course, is a major asset to Trump's reelection chances in 2020 if things hold steady. And it looks like they will. Now at number three, the aforementioned U.S.-China relations. The trade war with China has had numerous ups and downs through 2019, playing a major role in the U.S. economic picture. But the relationship with the U.S. and China goes much further and deeper than the economy. The revelation to emerge in 2019 is just how serious this Cold War between the two superpowers is on a variety of fronts, and that these fronts impact our security on the deepest of levels. And you and I, Doug, have spoken about this at length, and we'll continue to. And number two, 2020 presidential race and partisan politics. Presidential elections have become big-time show business in America, and the cycle is no different. However, there's a tremendous amount at stake in this election. But don't they always say this is the most important election in our lifetimes in every cycle? Well, yes, they do. However, 2020 promises to be a real barn burner. Never before in modern history has the electorate been so polarized, with social media, disinformation, and money playing such a heightened role in an election. Number one, the impeachment of President Trump. It's been the story of the year, and it promises to continue to burn into 2020, with the question at year's end being, if and when the articles of impeachment get to the Senate, how will it play out? And here are the 10 most talked about people of the year, according to talkers. At number 10, a tie between Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg. At number 9, Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin. At number 8, Xi Jinping. At number 7, Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. At number 6, Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg. At number 5, Robert Mueller. At number 4, Adam Schiff. At number 3, Mitch McConnell. Nancy Pelosi is at number 2. And Donald Trump is at number 1. And Doug, that is the way it's stacked up for the entire year of 2019.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen,
Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When was the last time you whitened your teeth? Holidays are coming. Now is the time to brighten up those teeth and make your smile more inviting. Don't be caught off guard with cringe-worthy, discolored, ugly teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday photo ready in no time at all. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore and sensitive like all those other whitening treatments. And it's totally safe and effective, all natural in fact. If you're not happy, Power Swabs backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797. For 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick, call for Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile, 800-208-1797.
As we watch the suburban garden gnome carefully, carefully without disturbing it, we notice that it moves like not at all. It's inanimate and utterly without brain function. But despite that, when a garden gnome hears about how Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them access to licensed agents 24/7 online and over the phone, it's clear to them you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. But on second thoughts, maybe don't watch garden gnomes too carefully. People might talk.
Continuing on now with the Talk Radio Countdown Show, joining us is Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company, Rich McFadden, who is the ops guy at Radio America in Washington, and John Harper down at WMEL. I like to try to switch things up, have different points of view from some of our regulars. They all have their own point of view, and that's why they're here, because they're not dependent on anybody else's point of view. That's why they do what they do. we don't need people to copy what somebody else has said. Although, part of what's gone on this past year, maybe 2, 3, 4 years, Richie, you'd probably be a good one to speak to this, is the sort of copycat talk radio host who feels it's important to toe the line. You and the people that you have at the network beside me, you have two actually really outspoken right-of-center hosts, but they aren't cut from the same cloth. So where does that go, just as a programmer, you know, kind of take us behind the scenes a little bit into workings of where this all goes conversationally?
It's funny. Talk radio was going through some changes, and people were looking for something a little different, a little more entertaining, a little more fun. Not all of the cable news radio or cable TV beating you over the head with the same talking points every 15 minutes. And so, you know, new hosts were starting to come around that were more fun to listen to. And you got your information and you got your talking points, but you got to deliver it in a little bit more fun rapping. And that's what we were trying to go for with Dana Lash and Chad Benson and whatnot. Because, let's face it, Rush is the king. The guy's great. He's right. An amazing thinker.
Yep. Talker. There's no more. There's one Rush and that's it. One.
And everybody that tries to be Rush, you're not going to be Rush.
Nonsense, yeah.
So you can be great, you can be really good, but he's that guy, you know? And so, and then Trump was elected, and it changed radio for a long time.
Yeah,
because now people need those 15-minute talking points. And so there's a little bit of a difference in programming where You know, people listen for anywhere from 6 to 11 minutes at a time, depending on who you're listening to, and you've got to get the key points of the day, of the big stories of the day, into those people's ears every 6 to 11 minutes. So how do you spread that out? It used to be, Doug, when you and I were 20-some years ago, we would talk about one topic for a whole hour, and we would take calls and get people's opinions, and it would take you 14 minutes to set that topic up, and then you would open the phones. Not anymore. Now everybody wants it. Give it to me now. And so that's changed radio a lot. And Trump has changed radio a lot as well. And it's a lot of fun.
He's changed the news media. He's changed whether it's social media, he's changed a lot of stuff. And whether you like him or you don't like him, he has been revolutionary in what we do for a living. I don't choose to do a lot of politics on the DJV program, but do I have to talk about Trump? Sure, we all have to talk about Trump. And the nuances of the impeachment or what he's doing on Twitter or what he's doing in the economy and the immigration issue. He has become a lightning rod, and he controls. It used to be that some of the people that were in the news media controlled the substantive discussion points. No more. Trump, you can say what you want about him. I don't know whether this is instinctive or he's just a brilliant strategist, but he controls the discussion.
Think about it. Before, the news media just kind of controlled all the news, and then cable came along, and then it got a little looser, and then the internet, it got even looser, and now Trump, and it's open.
Yeah.
There are
and
no secrets.
So whether there are some things about Trump that are likable in my point of view and some that are distracting, I'd like to have a president who's a little more presidential, but that's just me. We all have different points of view. Is Trump going to win re-election? I would say unless these guys, unless there's somebody, and you and I disagree about Bloomberg, someone shows up at the end of the day that actually has a message that can overpower or confront Trump and the way things are going. You know, look at the things that haven't happened. Like immigration reform hasn't really happened. But is it Trump's fault? Can you blame him for that? I don't think so. I don't think you can blame, you know, the economy is good in spite of all the people that want to rip them apart. So, anyway, let's get into some of the nuances. Michael's gone through the list. We'll talk about some of the things and how they impact our listeners as we continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Working from home as a freelancer, remote worker, or entrepreneur, Drop-In is a professional co-working shared office space designed to meet the needs of today's mobile worker. Drop-In has multiple workstations, conference rooms, video call booths, and lightning-fast, secure fiber Wi-Fi. Do you need space to work for just an hour or full-time? Hourly, daily, and monthly rates are available, and walk-ins are always welcome. Visit dropin.mobi for more information or drop in and take a tour at 155 Lake Boulevard East next to Starbucks. Isn't it time you found your space?
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
More now on the Talk Radio Review. John Harper from WMEL, Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company, and Rich McFadden has given us a good idea, sort of shaped what's going on with hosts in this present era of Trump. So, the impeachment is number one. The presidential race is number two. I see some interesting things developing this weekend. The end of Deval Patrick. I have the slightest idea whether this guy was so clueless. Former Massachusetts governor paying the price for late entry into the race. He's not even getting into Michigan. He's a waste of time. Always has been a waste of time. Was not a great governor. So why he got into the race, who knows? What these people think, they're egotists. But over in South Bend, Indiana, Mayor Pete was trying to draw his followers to Christmas, the story that shapes his view of religion and the world and politics, but apparently whatever he said has annoyed the the right wing Christians. How do we define, you know, Christianity is for me defined as Catholics and Protestants, and Protestants are divided into seven different sects. That to me is Christianity.
No, it's not as simple as that. It's not as simple as that these days.
No, it isn't. And it's very prejudicial, Victoria, too, I find.
Mayor Pete ticked some people off because what he did was...
He's an Episcopalian, right? I think he's an Episcopalian. Richie, aren't you an Episcopalian?
I am, yes.
I believe he is, but what he tweeted was about, Jesus' birth, but about poverty, about Jesus being, about them being poor, which they were, and about them being refugees. And that caused heads to explode.
All right, here's what he said. Here's what he tweeted. Quote, "Today, I join millions around the world in celebrating the arrival of divinity on earth, the man who came into this world not in riches but in poverty, not as a citizen but as a refugee. No matter where or how we celebrate, to you, Merry Christmas." That's what he wrote. So what the...
What does the "not as a citizen but a refugee" mean? What is that?
He was. They were in Nazareth. They weren't in Bethlehem. They weren't. They had gone. They were over the line.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
They weren't in Jerusalem. So he was a refugee. And so I don't get. He's been appealing to voters who have been pretty conservative, I think, in terms of religion. I don't know. Here's what I think. The business of him being gay is now filtering into some of these religious iconic, the sort of old school thinkers. Anybody agree with me on that one, John?
Well, that's what I've been saying a couple of weeks now, that his gay persuasion is going to have a major impact once America starts to learn more about it. I would suspect there are many people, I don't know what percentage, but a large percentage that have no idea he's gay and have no idea they would be a first husband. And I think now that that's starting to come out a little bit more, you're seeing some of this cloud of uncertainty.
Yeah, but isn't that the same thing as the same sort of thing as Father Kennedy? I am a Catholic. The Pope's going to run the country. When Joe Lieberman ran as a Jew for vice president, you can't have a Jew in office. An Obama, a black guy. Come on. Isn't this the same thing?
I understand what you're saying, but I think when it comes to gays versus Catholics or Jews or whatever, I think there's a big distinction there that many of the older Americans are certainly not going to go for.
Really? And so this will help shape the presidential political landscape, it would seem, from your perspective. All right, we continue on now. Lots more to talk about on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, The Year in Review. Calidrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to toploss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at toploss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. Toploss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
To come into a place with this many people and not know the people and be comfortable immediately, that says so much to me. Everybody's so happy. Everybody's talking to everybody. I felt apart the minute I moved in. The music that's brought in, what a wonderful thing to do for people, that we can go down and sit and relax and be entertained. I absolutely cannot imagine a thing that could be done around here that would improve it in any way.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Plugging along, as we do from time to time, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison not with us this week, but I have a stellar group of people lined up. John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast in Florida, Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company, and Rich McFadden from Radio America, talking about the end of the year and what we could see in the new year, reviewing what Michael listed. You can see the list at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com. Benjamin Netanyahu has declared victory in the Likud primary election, because the election's very much a focus here and in England and in Israel, and it seems that the people who are winning or have won are all almost cut out of the same cloth. You can certainly draw a correlative between Netanyahu and Boris Johnson and Michael Trump, good Doug, and Donald Trump. Can we not, all of us?
Yeah.
See?
Huh?
Yeah. So, I agree.
Yeah, and Netanyahu They're all three of them are really kind of Mondo Bizarro when you get right down to it. But of all of them, you know, we take these guys want to impeach Trump because they think he's a crook. Netanyahu is a crook. Never mind, they think he's a crook. He is a crook. And yet he's very popular. This is a huge victory. But didn't he have a hard time? Wasn't it just a couple of months ago, as we look back in the year, when they had the last election, he didn't fare so well, and they couldn't put a government together without having, you know, they've got about 28 parties over in Israel anyway, putting this thing together. So what does it speak to when we look at the nature of these important elections, ours and England's and Israel's? What does that say to where the world is going, do you think? Anybody?
What it's saying is that, you know, look, Boris Johnson was directly asked how many children he has, right? Because he's got children littered around. He wouldn't say. He wouldn't admit how many children he's sired.
Great.
And he got away with that. So that's where we are.
Well, we can get away with more.
You know what it is. It's people are tired of the status quo government. People talking to you politely, gently, and then doing something totally different behind your back, taking your money, betraying your trust, and they want somebody who's honest and raw and will just do the job you want them to do. And
we can't agree on what the job is. You got Greta Thunberg. Is that how you pronounce your name? Thunberg,
yeah.
The youngster who is Time Person of the Year, who's out there talking completely. These three guys, they're not talking her language, and she's not talking theirs. And yet, look at all the attention that she got. So where does that leave us? What do we think
polarized.
About the realities?
Polarized. Well,
yeah,
that's where it leaves
And so, Victoria, is that the reason... That is, we looked at, we're only, 2 months from the first primary? How far? First primary is what, March 4th? When's the first primary? Seems to me it's in there.
February, isn't it?
February.
Iowa and New Hampshire, yeah.
Right. When's the primary in Florida? This seems to me it's always pretty early, John. When's the first primary?
That comes up in April.
Not till April, okay.
Yeah.
What about, Richie, you live in Virginia. When's that primary? Do you remember?
No clue.
Oh.
I'll look it up here.
Uninformed voter. Victoria, what about the district? Well, you live in outside of the district, so.
Yeah, I live outside of the district anyway. Taxation without representation for the district, so.
Right. Well,
Maryland doesn't even count. It's so late. I'm interested in South Carolina's primary.
Because?
Because I'm not sure that anybody's really been courting the South Carolina vote, and that's
nobody's been courting the South
period. Black vote.
Wow.
Yeah, no, nobody's been promoting the
South Carolina's February 29th. But check this out. Ready? February 3rd is Iowa. February 11th is New Hampshire. February 22nd is Nevada. February 29th is South Carolina. Then are you ready for this? On March 3rd, Alabama, the Samoan Islands, Arkansas, California, Colorado. Democrats abroad, Maine, Massachusetts, Minnesota, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, and Virginia. It's over after that. Then on March 8th, you have 8 states, and March 14th.
It's a lousy
then
system.
It's all
primary should be the
states.
Same day for everybody. This is a stupid. This system, we've got real problems. This is why we need constitutional convention to change the way we do primaries and to change the way that the electoral, or get rid of the electoral college, so everybody's vote counts. So if we were to look at the calendar, we got less than, 50 days, is it 50 days before the first votes are counted in Iowa. And you look at these four leading candidates, and if my judgment is correct, as I look at them, I don't see one of them winning any more than one state. Do you? I see Biden wins, Bernie Sanders wins the state, Elizabeth Warren does. And Pete wins Iowa, right? Everybody agree that that's what's going to happen in Iowa?
Sure, I would agree on that, yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay, so New Hampshire's next. Elizabeth Warren will win that one. And what comes after New Hampshire, Richie?
After New Hampshire is Nevada and then South Carolina.
Nevada's interesting also.
Biden
will win South Carolina. What's Bernie Sanders going to win? He's going to win... Vermont. He didn't going to get anywhere out west.
Puerto Rico.
Well, that could be. Yeah. That wouldn't be surprising at all. So then you have no clear. When do we get a clear-cut leader here? Maybe this is what Bloomberg is talking about. That by the time they get to the convention, there's no clear-cut leader.
Right. It's Biden or somebody like a Bloomberg.
Yeah.
I think, Doug, that's what's contributing to the talk about Trump will get reelected. The Democrats are so divided. There's no clear leader at the moment. Maybe Bloomberg will emerge as the leader here at the 12th hour, but as a result of this fractionalization of the candidates, I don't see it happening.
Does that reflect?
This is my feeling. And the voters in the Democratic primary are to the left, and the majority of Democratic voters are to the middle. They're going to likely.
Well, the same with the Republicans.
Who's not
you
in,
get
who's
the
not
wild-ass right-wing whack jobs who vote in the primaries, and this is why I always say you got to get out and vote in the primary, otherwise the left liberal leaning lunatics and the right whack jobs are going to predicate who gets on the ballot. And that's not good. Certainly this year amongst all of these people, it's not good, it's not healthy at all. And yet people, back to our educational values and system that is so bad, nobody's being taught how the government works, nobody's being taught civics, nobody's going to understand elections. You know, you go, it always becomes a laugh when Jay Leno or Howard Stern or somebody goes out on the street during an election, they start asking names, they ask, well, do you know who this guy is? I mean, I think Jay Leno used to ask, and they come up with, these were presidential candidates, and people say, oh, that's a car salesman. He's got a car dealership down on Ventura.
You know, it's just a matter of when it becomes important to you. So everybody's got their one major issue, whether it's abortion or gay rights or immigration or whatever it is. Everybody's got their one issue that makes them go to the polls and vote. Mm-hmm. And it's just a matter of everybody having that one issue. And you would think, now, with all these issues that we talk about all the time right here on this show, that everybody would have a reason to go vote, especially in the primaries. But they don't, and it's sad.
It's bad because they don't know. The sadness is they don't know the system much as anything else. We continue on the Talk Radio Review with our list of experts. Here's something for the new year, the way for you to get healthy the correct way. Calitrin, the weight loss formula that is all natural, so unique, it works so consistently. You can find, if you go to calitrin.com, episode after episode, example after example, time after time, this product works and has for decades. It came about as a result of nurses getting together, seeing people in the hospital who are suffering, not able to eat, and the obesity rate is up, and so they started talking to themselves, hey, how about we put together a formula that doesn't include anything that is in terms of a crazy diet, no drugs, no stimulants, all natural, and that's where Calitrin came from. And now 23, 24 years later, this product, Calitrin, has proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that it will help those of you who need to go through a gentle weight loss program to be in better shape. You will sleep better because of it. It's all around the best way, the only way, as far as I'm concerned, to get rid of that little roll in the middle. Or if you like to lose 40, 50 pounds, you can do it. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not like liposuction. It's slow and steady that wins the way. And by the way, winning the race means you keep the weight off. That's what winning, not getting it off, but keeping it off. And that's what the fat cell targeting of Calitrin does. So do yourself a favor. You want to go to, you don't want to wait till after the new year. You don't want to wait till, you know, things after you can make the defensive start right now and still enjoy the holiday, not worrying about what you eat. Go to Calitrin.com. Use the code DJV. You'll get 3 months for the regular price, 3 months free, 6 months to get on the program and stay on it. Therefore, you will get on the program and lose the weight and keep it off. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well at Calitrin.com. On the people list, the top list of the 10 most discussed people, not disgusting, but discussed people for this past year, not too many surprises here, according to the research of Talkers Magazine. Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg, technical kings at number 10. Bad Vlad, number 9. the premier in China, Xi Jinping, I never pronounced his name right. Number 7 and 6 and 5, sort of a mix of all the main players in the Democratic Party, narrowed down to Biden and Mayor Pete and Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. Kind of an interesting list. Robert Mueller is on that list with Adam Schiff. Number 3 is Mitch McConnell. Number 2 is Nancy Pelosi. This is, again, keep in mind, the list of the influencers for the entire year. And number 1, of course, is Donald J. Trump. So that's it. That's the review. Lots of things that we've talked about in this past year, covered a lot of ground. Stay tuned to next year. More on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season when the scale numbers can creep up a bit. But you don't actually have to gain weight this year. Take Calitrin to the holidays and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I'm from Louisiana. I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hello, my name is Georgia from Seneca, Pennsylvania. I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, and I lost a good 20, 25 pounds. I just cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Dried Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the overview of the top items not only for this week but for this year from Talkers Magazine. On the list of stories at number 10, the impact of social media and how it affects our freedom of speech in this country. At number 9, foreign relations with the Russians, the Koreans, the Chinese, etc. Number 8, all the shootings and discussion of gun control. These are, again, remember, the list for the entire year. Number 7, race relations. What's going on? We have more problems, it seems, rather than fewer. Number 6, disasters of a weather nature, climate change, big discussion through the year. Immigration reform, number 5. The economy and the stock market, number 4. Our friendship with China and our political relationship, number 3. The presidential race is number 2. And the impeachment of President Trump. As the year rounds out, according to the folks at Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. Rounding out the year with the best ofs, in a manner of speaking, the top themes and the stories from 2019. Hopefully you're enjoying our conversation. Looking ahead as well, a lot of new modes of thinking, a lot of trends that are building that started last year and the year before, actually. And I think one of them is the climate change discussion, the effort to go green, create coexistence for people in buildings, inside, outside. I think that's a huge, the sustainability conversation is a huge conversation that will not certainly die, I think become more important if I look ahead and were to make some predictions for the next year. We have Rich McFadden with us, Victoria Jones, John Harper. So one of the things that the countdown story list has always had in it until recently is a sports story. Usually at number 10, it's some sports-related incident, but because of all the other stuff going on, sports been kind of pushed out. But I have a feeling that sports was more important this year in many ways for lots of reasons. Am I on safe ground there, John Harper? What do you think in your neck of the woods? Are people paying? Is sports a distraction from all this other stuff that seems to get people all wound up?
Doug, absolutely. You're right on target with that. Sports has always been a distraction, and what better way to get your mind off of the crazy world, the politics, Trump, all the stuff going on, than to focus on your favorite sports team. You can go to a restaurant, go to a bar, in the office, talk about what happened last night during the game, and it's something that I think brings people together versus politics that continues to separate people and cause a lot of problems between friends. I've known families who are not talking because of politics. I've known who have been best friends for years, and because of their like or dislike of Trump, they're no longer friends. So sports, I think, plays a major, major role in helping keep some sanity here in our country.
Yes and no.
Yes and no, how, Richie?
Yes and no. When the Washington Nationals won the World Series, all of Washington, D.C. was united, no matter what party you were with, was great. But then you've got the whole Colin Kaepernick kneeling, not kneeling, that separates people. So, I mean, and sports has become a storyline. People like to pick out something in the storyline, and that becomes divisive as well, or brings us together.
All right, John, you get your next comment. Victoria, I want to hear from you on this as well as we continue on the Talk Radio Review for 2019. Doug Steffen here.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's get into the last portion of this overview of the information from Talkers Magazine, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison will be back next week, I'm guessing. But for now, we've got the stars, John Harbour from WMEL and Space Coast, and Victoria Jones from the D.C. radio company, Rich McFadden. John, you wanted to add something to our discussion about sports, so before I move on, I certainly want you to have your say.
Well, I was simply making the point that politics, as we've been talking throughout the hour, has divided so many people in our nation, and I think sports is the only thing these days that people can rally around. Richie mentioned that when the Washington Nationals win the World Series, whether you were Republican, Democrat, Independent, whatever, There was no right or wrong. Everybody was for the Nationals. And I kind of think the country, for the most part, felt that way, too. They were pulling for the Nationals as well, kind of as America's team. But sports, I think, is playing a major role and will continue to do so in 2020 to help keep some sanity in our country. And after all, Danica Patrick couldn't afford her $22 million home without sports and NASCAR, right?
There you go.
That's true.
Giant Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches, and for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back. Now, yeah. I want to go one step further because we're expanding on this list here, although there are things that are in it. The climate change debate is much discussed now among farmers and agriculturalists in our country. The food supply. This is the only person talking about this is Pete, Mayor Pete. And that's why he's ahead in Iowa, way ahead in the polls there. I have a podcast and a weekly program called the American Family Farmer Show in which I focus on these issues. Believe me, whether you do or you don't, this is one of the huge issues of the near term, not the far term, because farms, family farms are falling apart, government misuse of taxpayer funds, screwing around, making these farmers bigger and bigger. Something happened toward the end of the year called the Farm Workforce Modernization Act. And basically, this is an immigration reform proposal because farmers, you know, remember the rate of unemployment is 2.4% now nationally, which means about 4% because half of the people don't get on the list because they're already off the list. But even at 4%, the number of people available to work on the farms has dwindled. And so what has happened over the past 20, 25 years is illegals have come into the country and they've worked on the farm. Okay, so fast forward to now, and the illegal pipeline is pretty much shut off. So now the farmers are scratching their butts trying to figure out who's going to harvest the apples, who's going to pick the carrots, who's going to do the work in the fields. And so this Workforce Modernization Act came about as a reality, bipartisan, because they realized, at least the farm lobby, got to the point of getting beyond Sonny Perdue, who's a flat-footed moron, as far as I'm concerned. What an awful leader of the Ag Department. He has made a mess of it, so they've gone around him. And they've stood up for this pragmatic reform, which changes how immigrants can come into the country and work on farms. And without this, I mean, we've got a real problem with our food supply anyway, but this at least addresses people who have maybe 200 acres or 1,000 acres or whatever, and they need help. So that's something that I think will be a focus. I think this is going to be it ought to be a huge issue in the election. I don't know whether we all think I've kind of controlled the conversation here, so but I thought it was important to throw that in because really we need to be talking about it more as we move ahead. Look forward to having all of you on as our program brings in the new year next weekend. Thanks to John Harper from WMEL, Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company, and Rich McFadden from Radio America. I'm Doug Steffen on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868/newborns.
News this hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRockstrup. The Taliban's agreed to a temporary ceasefire nationwide that could give them a window to sign a peace agreement with the United States.
A Taliban peace deal would allow Washington to bring home its troops from Afghanistan and end its 18-year military engagement there, America's longest. The U.S. currently has an estimated 12,000 troops in the country. The U.S. wants any deal to include a promise from the Taliban that Afghanistan would not be used as a base by terrorist groups. The Taliban chief must approve the agreement, but that's expected. The duration of the ceasefire was not specified, but it's being suggested it would last 10 days. I'm Julie Walker.
A man pulled out a shotgun at a Texas church service Sunday morning, fired on worshipers, killing two people before he was shot to death by congregants who fired back. Authorities are praising the two who opened fire as part of a volunteer security team at the West Freeway Church of Christ in Weiss Settlement, just west of Fort Worth. It was unclear if the two people who were killed were the two who shot at the gunman. New York's governor calling the stabbing of five people at the home of a rabbi in Rockland County, New York, Saturday night, domestic terrorism.
It happened during a Hanukkah celebration Saturday night in Muncie. Police say the suspect, Grafton Thomas, faces five counts of attempted murder. Joseph Gluck witnessed the attack.
He took out his knife swords from a holder and started hitting people back and forth. Nothing, he didn't say anything.
Gluck chased Thomas into the street and was able to get his license plate number. That led police to capture him in New York City. Governor Cuomo calling the attack and others like it acts of domestic terrorism.
These are terrorists in our country perpetrating terrorism on other Americans, and that's how we should treat it.
This attack comes on the heels of a string of attacks targeting Jews not just in the state but in the country. I'm Julie Walker.
News and analysis, townhall.com.
Don't let your home be invaded this season with rats and mice. Keep them away the most humane way with Plug-In Pest Free, 100% chemical-free, totally safe for your family and pets, and environmentally friendly. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free, the electromagnetic pest control device that has been scientifically tested and consumer-proven since 1995. Now that's fair dinkum. With a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 2-year manufacturer's warranty, what have you got to lose? Stop inviting unwanted rodents and pests in with baits. Say goodbye to traps and start saving money today with Plug-In Pest Free. Order yours now at gopestfree.com and save 20% with promo code SAVE20. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Are you ready to start saving money? Gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget.
2019, the year in review. Today we look at this year's top international stories.
Vladimir Zelensky was a political novice known for his comedy, but he won Ukraine's presidential election in April. It was no laughing matter in July, however, after a congratulatory telephone call with President Trump sparked an impeachment inquiry against the U.S. president. China remained in economic headlines all year as ongoing up and down trade negotiations with the U.S. transfixed international markets. North Korea's Kim Jong-un was cordial one moment, but belligerent the next as he continued to launch sporadic missile tests. Boris Johnson bolstered his majority as Britain's prime minister, promising a Brexit breakthrough, but Benjamin Netanyahu could not secure his prime ministry after two elections in Israel.
Our thanks to George Bonzani for that report. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The United Nations Environment Program says fashion is the second largest water consumer and is responsible for 8 to 10% of global carbon emissions.
Harmful chemicals, global transport of goods, and non-biodegradable packaging add to the environmental cost. The combined impact has put the industry under scrutiny among consumers who want to know where and how their clothes are produced. At the high end of the market, designers are keen to make sustainable fashion synonymous with luxury. In 2015, a sustainability report by Nielsen found that 66% of consumers are willing to pay more for environmentally friendly clothing.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The Inditex, the retail giant that owns Zara, H&M, and many other brands, announced a sustainability pledge in July, saying it wants all its clothes to be made from sustainable or recycled fabrics by 2025. More at townhall.com.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
The Reading Renteria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here, and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Happy end of the year from the folks at Talkers Magazine and the people associated with the Talk Radio Review. Those people would be Rick Jensen, who's been on the air with us pretty much all of this year. Happy to have him along. Wish him a happy new year. Rick Jensen is a midday personality at WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. You can check out WDEL.com to find him. Victoria Jones is here with the D.C. Radio Company in Washington to add her expertise, and conversationally, she is very adroit at picking out a lot of things and asking us to understand issues from another point of view, which is very important for us all not to have the same point of view. Also joining us is a frequent contributor and one of my long-time, old-time, may have spent a little long on the teeth there, John. John Harper is here with us from WMEL Radio on the Space Coast in Florida. So I'm going to go through the top stories. This is a review of all of the items. The folks at Talkers put together sort of an amalgamated list of the top 10 stories and the top 10 people for the entire year. It is appropriate as it is the last broadcast of the year, the last weekend of the year. So I'm going to go through the stories. I think I will go through the stories, and then we'll pick out some of the things that are of import and impact as we go into the new year. At number 10, the impact of social media on our lives and the weakening or the lessening, and this is my read on it, of the freedom of speech. It's the freedom of speech is being challenged in our country in any number of ways, and it'd be very important for us to discuss that, at least from our various perspectives. At number 9, the foreign wars we're engaged in, relations that we have with other countries. It seems to me that we are way too spread out, but then that's me. Number 8, all the shootings in our country this year, gun control issues, big, big, big issues and discussions. Number 7, race relations, yep, another big problem, as we see underscored by the latest from the skinheads and people that are starting these organizations that are actually religions. Number six, natural disasters, the discussion of climate change. We don't have to look any further than the avalanche that buried skiers at a Swiss ski resort. The warming, the weather there has been intermittent. We can talk about things like that. Immigration reform is number five. Number four, the economy and the stock market. This, keep in mind again, is the list for the year from Talkers Magazine. You can see it published at talkers.com. At number three, our relationship with China. Number two, the presidential race. And number one, the impeachment. I don't think anybody got any problems with any of those in terms of how they fit here. It would seem to me that they are all pretty appropriate. Don't we all, we think that, Rick, John, Victoria, anything you'd add to that list?
How could you disagree with this list when it comes to the, you know, the national list? And when it comes to things that really impact our life, Doug, I think you're right on with the impact of social media, freedom of speech. We've seen some bad ideas. I don't know who's going to agree or disagree with me, but I think bad ideas, even from the left, you have people like AOC saying, oh, we need to have a social media truth police. Really? No. And as much as I believe we should not trust Facebook at all, good for them for choosing not to be the ones who decide which political ads or comments are factual or not factual. Let people make their own good and bad decisions about that.
Yeah, it's too much thought police for sure. Victoria, your thoughts, speaking of the thought police?
Well, I think it's important that when we talk about the impact of social media and freedom of speech, it's not necessary to go left-right. Some of these topics are simply not left right. You can talk about AOC and she's an outlier. I think it's very clear that freedom of speech is important to all ends of the political spectrum. So let's not start off 2020 like that.
Well, we have the people who want to make an example out of her because of her outspokenness. I think she's been somehow neutralized the latter part of the year. I don't know why I think that. I just don't sense that she's been as impactful or important to the discussion as we have gone down the pike from, let's say, the fall into the winter. That's just my sense. I don't pay, or maybe it's just because I don't pay attention to her because I think she's a kid that needs to grow up, frankly. John Harper from WMEL, your thoughts as we get started with this conversation.
Doug, I certainly agree with Victoria and Rick and the fact that we don't need a thought czar added to the list of freedoms that are being threatened these days to our American society. So good for AOL, as Rick mentioned, for not falling in line with that way of thinking. And that's really dangerous, very, very dangerous. Next thing you know, there'll be a talk radio czar.
Well, it kind of already is. We don't get away with as much stuff as we used to. We can't do or say or even think out loud many of the things that used to be a part of our conversation 10 years ago, 20 years ago, the kind of things that came out of Joe Pine's mouth, Bob Grant's mouth. You know, some of those characters, they couldn't survive today because of the thought police. But I think the biggest danger, if I may throw one more sort of shake of the salt shaker here into the discussion of where the thought police are, I think they're in our nation's public schools. I think that children are being raised today to think a particular way more often than not. They are, teachers are left of center, and they are happy to tell students how to think, what to think, and I think that's a very dangerous precedent. I don't think there should be, I think that should be a rule, a written, hard, fast rule, that teachers do not express their political points of view, no matter whether they're left, right, or whatever they are. It's not a place in, the classroom is not a place for that under any circumstances, and I can see it, I sense it, I feel it, that the political, especially in the bigger cities, West Coast cities, East Coast cities, where teachers seem to be coming all from pretty much the same background, if you will, or same political thinking, I think that's very harmful and very dangerous to the future of our country because it keeps you from thinking. This is the way to think.
Jump in. I'd love to jump in because I so live here. This is the way I raised my daughter. The two most important things we can teach our kids are, one, learn how to learn. What styles work best for you so you can learn? Once you learn what style works best for you, you can learn anything in the world that you choose to. And the other is learn how to think. How to think critically. How to challenge yourself and not just find those people who are echoing what you believe. And you're right, man. It's not being done. Look at our media. People are choosing one side or the other because it simply confirms their bias.
But how does it happen that the news media gets so polarized in one direction, the talk media polarized in another direction, and we talk about teachers or whatever is, you don't go into Target and know what the people in Target think politically. You may know what Walmart thinks politically, but you don't go into Macy's. Hobby Lobby you do. Chick-fil-A you do,
Are you talking about TV news media or are you talking about print?
I'm talking about the news media in general. The print media is very biased. The news media is just dumb. It's sophomoric. It's simplistic. Yes, it is. The local newscasts here in Los Angeles where I am in Boston, I think they're disgraceful. And first of all, it isn't local news. That's another thing. It's all stuff. There's an interpretation. Trump leads every newscast. What the hell has that got to do with what's going on in Framingham, Massachusetts, unless Trump visiting there? It doesn't. It's the impact of local. We're local radio stations. They don't exist anymore. I worked 13 years in the local radio station in the community where I grew up. Doesn't exist anymore. They're not local. Right, unless you get into markets like Wilmington, where DEL survives, and John's a throwback to the dinosaur age in radio, because he actually serves the community with a locally owned radio station. You don't find those anymore, any place. Anyway,
well, Doug, you mentioned the TV news anchors. I consider them news actors, not anchors. They're not journalists.
They're readers.
And they're just readers and reading what the producers are printing for them to read. So that doesn't count. For a real quick moment, I know you have a break coming up, but back on the teachers. I consider teachers one of our greatest American resources, but it's real scary to think, as the three of you have mentioned, as to what's going on inside the classroom that many parents are totally unaware of as far as how their kids are being taught and what they're being taught. That's scary.
Yep. It's not in the tradition, the best tradition of America, let's put it that way. All right, we continue along with our panel of folks talking about the top stories from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com this week. All printed there, and I'll go through the list again during the course of this hour. Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company, John Harper from WMEL, Rick Jensen from WDEL. I'm Doug Steffen with a thought about New Year's and New Year's resolutions, the brand new MyPillow. I'm looking back at the things that were introduced this year by the folks at MyPillow. For the first time this year, they had mattresses. Didn't have those before. For the first time this year, they had sheets. Didn't have those before. For the first time this year, they have towels. Didn't have those before. They're expanding because so many people are so happy with the products that they have made in America from American cotton. Everything you get from MyPillow is made in America. That's very important to me, and I'll bet it's very important to a lot of you. No more buying things that are made in China. This is the best. These products are engineered, produced, and available to the American market from American sources. That's what's really so cool about MyPillow. So take advantage of the special opportunity. You go to MyPillow.com. Replace all the pillows in your house. Make sure that they're washable, dryable MyPillows. They last longer, more comfortable, more supportive of your neck and your shoulders. 100% USA cotton and fiber that's in them. Let's take advantage of the opportunity using the DJV code to save up to 66% on whatever you buy. That's MyPillow.com. New Year's resolution, get a great night's rest on all of MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, best bargains using the code DJV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
When was the last time you whitened your teeth? The holidays are coming, and now is the time to brighten your smile. With office parties, family gatherings, and photo opportunities coming up, don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday ready in no time. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore or sensitive like other whitening treatments, and it's totally safe and effective on all dental work. If you're not happy, Power Swabs are backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. That's right, 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. Call 800-208-1797, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile holiday ready with Power Swabs.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR. Now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's add to the conversation now, continuing the overview of the top stories. You can go through the people list, and I'll do that now. John Harper here from MEL, Rick Jensen, DEL, Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. I'm Doug Steffen. So the people list includes at number 10, the two furtherers of financial fashion, Mr. Bezos and Mr. Zuckerberg. I wonder if they're friends in real life. Anybody? That's, you know, Zuckerberg. I don't know that Zuckerberg's kind of like Trump. Doesn't have any friends. I don't think Trump has a friend in the world, honestly. I think he gets along with people, and I think he, one of the unspoken talk radio stories, mostly because Sean won't talk about it, but Hannity's relationship with Trump may be as close as a relationship he has with anybody, frankly, when you look around. All right, number nine on the list, Kim Jong-un, fatty, and Bad Vlad tied for that position. Number eight is Xi Jinping. Did I pronounce that right? I never know that I pronounce it right.
Xi Jinping, correct.
Yeah, okay. Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders at number seven. Joe Biden and Mayor Pete Buttigieg at number six. Robert Mueller is at five. Don't forget about what impact he had this past year. Adam Schiff is at four. I don't agree with that at all, but I didn't make up the list. Mitch McConnell is three. Nancy Pelosi is two. And Donald Trump is one. I don't know. Are there other names that you might any of you?
As long as you're questioning these out loud, I'd love to hear each person's opinion. But who do you think on the list has really truly, and I want to frame it this way, has really impacted the lives of most Americans throughout the year? Who has really impacted our lives throughout the year on this
list?
Well,
let's start individually. Who's impacted your life, Rick? You asked the question, so you answer it.
Sure, I would go for whoever is controlling social media, because that is where so many of us are living in our day-to-day lives on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, etc. I would certainly say Zuckerberg has had a greater influence in our lives than anybody else because of what we actually do each day with Facebook.
Really? All right, Harper, what about you?
Well, that's kind of interesting what Rick just said. I hadn't thought about that, Rick, until you brought that up, but I would believe social media certainly does have a huge influence on so many people's lives in our country and the world, and I would tend to agree with you, Rick. I go along with that.
Victoria, influence?
I don't use Facebook. I do use Twitter. I do use Instagram. I think Zuckerberg has had a huge impact, and I'm not happy
positive.
With that. I don't like it.
Not always positive. Yeah. Well, I will tell you, the people that have the most influence on my life, I will tell you honestly, firsthand, the person when I'm on the air who has the most impact on my life is Kara Schilling. She has more impact on what happens here and what goes on. And then in the rest of my life, certainly the people that are on my farm that I'm around every day for hours, and my two children and my grandson have more impact on my dog, Daisy May, than any other beings. Yeah. That I am connected to. I'm not overcome. I'm bothered by, but I'm not overcome by all this other stuff that people, we're creating a world of zombies. And it is courtesy of Zuckerberg and those two clowns at Google who I don't like at all and never have. Don't trust them. Zuckerberg at least is out there. He's not hiding behind anything. I think those two worms at Google are hiding behind whatever it is they can hide behind in the name of making themselves more powerful and more money. Zuckerberg's pretty much out there. At least you can kind of figure out where he's coming from. And I don't think Donald Trump influences my life, frankly, at all, other than what I talk about on the air to a certain extent. He doesn't impact. He impacts, well, I shouldn't say that, because he's impacted my life as a farmer and not to the positive. Frankly, but Nancy Pelosi and all the rest of these characters, nah. But, you know, we're looking at the universal list and not mine or yours, but it's a good way to reflect and think about the list as it applies to you. 28 after on the Countdown Review.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season when the scale numbers can creep up a bit, but you don't actually have to gain weight this year. Take Calitrin to the holidays and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I'm from Louisiana. I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hello, my name is Georgia from Seneca, Pennsylvania. I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, and I lost a good 20, 25 pounds. I just cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the attack on Pearl Harbor and what was going through his mind as he laid in a ditch avoiding Japanese aircraft.
I'm not sure how long we were in the ditch, but as I sat there, I've been asked, you know, what my thoughts were at that time, and I guess my most vivid memory is, God, please don't let me die in this ditch.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Another half hour of conversation about the top stories of the year, courtesy of the research done at Talkers Magazine. Talkers.com is where you find this list of the people with stories for the entire year 2019. There are a lot of, you could do the top 10 stories, top 10 list of people. You could do A, B, C, and D off of each one of these. Joining me for the conversation, regulars Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company, and Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington. John Harper is a frequent contributor from WMEL on the Space Coast. I'm Doug Steffen with a sort of an update. If you look at the number one person and the personality of Donald Trump and how he controls sort of the agenda, the discussion, you may have seen. I guess I'm wondering out loud whether John, Victoria, Rick, do you follow his tweets? Really, truly, are you a follower of the president on Twitter at Real Donald Trump?
As far as John Harper here, I don't follow it at all.
No,
not a one.
Rick Jensen does. What about you, Victoria?
Yes, I do. I also follow his deleted tweets.
Uh huh. And to what end? What do they give to you? What sort of insider of what value are all of these? The reason I'm asking is I'm looking at the one that most recently seems to have made an impact. He names the alleged whistleblower in a tweet on Thursday night. He's not a real, he says the CIA whistleblower is not a real whistleblower. That's the way the thing reads. And, the various newspapers take that apart. I mean, everybody's trying to analyze it. So of what value is this or any of this?
Well, he was advised by his advisors not to do this. He's been talking about this apparently for several days as to whether he should do this. He was advised by his advisors not to do it. But they thought he probably would.
When did he listen to his advisors? He didn't listen to his advisors.
He doesn't. Yeah. But, so he did it. The Whistleblower Act protects the identity of whistleblowers, and the whistleblower is a whistleblower because the person blew the whistle. So,
well, there are a lot of people who are trying. The newspapers, even Sean Hannity didn't mention him, and a lot of people thought that he might. There's nothing in print anywhere. I don't see the... Has anybody seen his name? I haven't seen his name.
Actually, during the hearings, it was Adam Schiff himself who allowed the so-called whistleblower thing to be publicized, but nobody really seemed to pay attention to that, as he allowed that to go out in one of the reports from one of the hearings.
Mm-hmm.
So
if this is the whistleblower, it's the alleged whistleblower, and, this is really pretty appalling. This person is somebody whose identity is protected under law, and it's somebody who is protected also because of the work that they do and because other people's work could be put in jeopardy. So, this is just not something that you do unless you don't have a care about other people's safety, and it's unfortunate. This is unfortunate.
Well, and there's a lot of unfortunate stuff going on. I want to talk about number four for a few moments because I don't think we've given it as much focus as we ought to, or as much attention. The economy, the stock market, what that does in terms of people making up their mind for whom they will vote next time around. There are those, the inevitable hucksters online that claim the stock market is in a bubble and it'll have a 50% drop next year. I love all those guys. So buy our stock or short this stock or do whatever it is. And then, the 10-year-old bull market that, is it really 10 years old? Is it 1 year old? Is it a bull market, a bear market? And how does this affect the average person? I think you're seeing a lot of people buying a lot of cars. I think the market for homes, if you're not a millennial, is pretty fabulous. Certainly is almost unreachable in some areas of the country. I know where I am here in Los Angeles, you can't buy a house. The house that I bought in 2001, I couldn't touch for three times, maybe even four times today what it cost in 2000 for me to buy it.
That's just incredible.
Well, Google moved in, Microsoft moved in. They've pushed up the value of not only the residential properties, but Google just took over an entire block on Pico in an old mall that they've stripped down because they need 1,000 more offices for people. There will be 1,800 people working in this building, and they just put up another facility, well, not just, but in the last 4 or 5 years, down on Jefferson, which is in Playa del Rey, and they built, Microsoft and Google built an entire community of 3,800 apartment units around. They have their own movie house. They have their own stores. They have everything is all. Everybody walks to work, and they live in this new reality that you're finding in some of the cities. I think up around Silicon Valley, there are places like that as well, aren't there? They've just built cities around their workplace.
Doug, what's the average salary out there?
The average salary in Los Angeles County is $145,000.
Wow. And can people live on that?
It depends on what part of town you live in. If you're on the east side, if you get beyond Glendale, you can live okay on it. You certainly can't in Santa Monica or Venice, and this will be up in the Pacific Palisades, the coastal communities. You can't get into Westwood, where my daughter and her husband live. They're profs at UCLA, make very good money. They can't afford a house. They moved in that district and rented a house because it was a good school district for my grandson, but they can't buy a house there. You can go further out, if you will, into the, go east of LA proper, out into even in the areas around Silver Lake. You can't buy a house there for a lot of actors and actresses have moved in there, mid-range actors and people who work in the business. And that's, you know, pushed the value of houses up there. You go to Eden Rock and whatever the name of it is, I forget, something Rock. It's just as crazy. And you go up to San Francisco. You can't buy a house in San Francisco. You can't. You go up along the coast to any one of these places, Santa Barbara. Go up into Portland, Oregon. Oh, and Spokane, Washington, and Seattle, all the way up, all the whole West Coast. Is crazy. I mean, well, Boeing's going to have a problem, so that'll soften the market up in Seattle. There are 30,000 people, you know, at Boeing whose jobs are in jeopardy because they're going to stop production of the 737 completely. They slowed it down. They got 400. That's one of the stories that also is sort of a, when it comes to the economy, sort of a subplot B. Boeing is in a real jam. And I don't understand why it took them almost a year to file that boob that ran the company into the ground, basically, and he's still going to get a $37 million severance package to get him out of there. But that plane is done. I think you'll never see another 737 produced, and they're going to have to figure out a way to develop a new single-aisle plane, and that takes years to do. Meanwhile, Airbus is selling them like hotcakes because nobody wants to buy the 737. The orders, these airlines have canceled hundreds of orders for the 737 MAX, and they still haven't figured out how to fix it. They don't know any more than they did, you know, before. And the airlines that already have them and they're paying for them, they're sitting on the ground. Anyway, what did you start to say, Rick?
No, it's true enough, and unfortunately, the boob they fired is the guy who said there will be no layoffs. Well, and then he was the first one to go. You start out talking about the stock market and the economy at number four. Who, back, like, say, 2-3 months ago, thought that as of this date that the Dow Jones Industrial Average would be up, like, almost 23%, the S&P 500, you know, almost 30%, like 29.25%.
If it keeps up, you'll never get Trump out of office.
I don't care
whether you want to or you don't want to, but
care about my 401k and IRAs and things like that. And I think a lot of people are asking the question, gee, is there going to be a drop? How significant and what would it be? Because I don't think people really know, even though, like you said, Doug, there's always these hucksters out there saying that, oh, they know exactly what's going to happen. And they don't.
Nonsense. No, they don't know what's going to happen. It's too it's too dependent on the events of the day. It really is, and what goes on. But the technology stocks are certainly very strong. Aviation used to be all the companies. Can you imagine, though, just to go one more step on the Boeing thing and figure out how the economy works, the trickle-down effect, never mind the 30,000 people that work in that plant to build those planes, but the suppliers, because pretty much, I think, 75% of all the stuff that they put in the planes isn't made by Boeing. It's all bought from component manufacturers around the country and around the world. And what does that do to their production line? It's really...
It's just like the car industry as well.
Well, it's the car industry. The space industry, where you are, John, down there. What's the employment picture look like now that that the privates have come in there and more or less taken over Cape Kennedy?
Actually, Doug, it's pretty exciting as far as what's going on here with new companies coming in. McDonnell Douglas has broken ground on a new headquarters here in the Space Coast in Titusville, just about 8 miles from the Kennedy Space Center. That's going to employ over 500 people with an average salary here in Florida of about $90,000. So it's looking very strong.
Good money,
very
Florida. Good. Yeah, that's good money in Florida. And McDonnell Douglas is a subsidiary of Boeing. Boeing
that's
bought
right.
McDonnell Douglas out, 20 years ago or so? Yeah, so but Boeing's trying to cover up the name Boeing. They're going to go back to using some of the older names for pretty obvious reasons. All right, we'll continue with a couple of final comments here. Let me help you in the new year lose some weight. Yes, please. It's not magic. This is something, this product I have been talking about on the air for well over 2 years. It's called Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. It is the link to the best way to lose weight and keep it off. If you haven't started already, get to this and get to it right now while you're thinking about it. Go online to Calotren.com, use the DJV code to lose the weight and keep it off. That's the magic. The two important things here, you lose the weight, you keep it off, and you do it all naturally using Calotren. The special deals are available using the code DJV. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the overview of the top items not only for this week but for this year from Talkers Magazine. On the list of stories at number 10, the impact of social media and how it affects our freedom of speech in this country. At number 9, foreign relations with the Russians, the Koreans, the Chinese, etc. Number 8, all the shootings and discussion of gun control. These are, again, remember, the list for the entire year. Number 7, race relations. What's going on? We have more problems, it seems, rather than fewer. Number 6, disasters of a weather nature, climate change, big discussion through the year. Immigration reform, number 5. The economy and the stock market, number 4. Our friendship with China and our political relationship, number 3. The presidential race is number 2. And the impeachment of President Trump. As the year rounds out, according to the folks at Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. Giant Formula 14 from Sierracil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season when the scale numbers can creep up a bit, but you don't actually have to gain weight this year. Take Calotren to the holidays and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I'm from Louisiana. I've lost 20 pounds taking Calotren. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hello, my name is Georgia from Seneca, Pennsylvania. I'm a firm believer of Calotren. I have been on it for quite a while now, and I lost a good 20-25 pounds. I just cannot say enough about it, Calotren.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calotren.
See why Calotren is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
On the people list, the top list of the 10 most discussed people, not disgusting, but discussed people for this past year, not too many surprises here, according to the research at Talkers Magazine. Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg, the technical kings at number 10. Bad Vlad number 9, the premier in China, Xi Jinping, I never pronounced his name right. Number 7 and 6 and 5, sort of a mix of all the main players in the Democratic Party, narrowed down to Biden and Mayor Pete and Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. Kind of an interesting list. Robert Mueller is on that list with Adam Schiff. Number 3 is Mitch McConnell. Number 2 is Nancy Pelosi. This is, again, keep in mind, the list of the influencers for the entire year. And number 1, of course, is Donald J. Trump. So that's it. That's the review. Lots of things that we've talked about in this past year covered a lot of ground. Stay tuned to next year. More on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Looking forward to the new year with our participants, Rick Jensen from DEL and Victoria Jones, the DC Radio Company. John Harper. So I'm going to ask each of you to give me about 15 seconds. On the list, it's the number one item on the list is Trump. What will be the number one story next year at this time? What do you think, John?
This time next year will be what happened in the election. How did Trump get reelected?
Okay. Victoria, what do you think the number one story will be a year from now?
It will be something to do with the election, and it will either be how he got reelected, or it will be a controversy regarding the reelection.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what about you, Rick Jensen?
It'll be the asteroid that crashed into New Jersey and caused $1 billion worth of improvements. No?
Hey, love.
Is that left over from, what was the name of the blimp that went down in 1937?
Oh,
remember
sure,
the Hindenburg. Yeah, it had to happen in New Jersey. All kinds of great things happened there. Rick Jensen, thank you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Rick is a real stalwart here. John Harper from WMEL. Victoria Jones, thank you.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received the call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour. It's Tech Talk time. Time for us to go through, as is the case at the end of every week, the top 5 items from technology as researched by Victoria Keelan. And as she's not here, it falls on me to go through the top 5 lists. So we'll start at number 5, go to number 1. The new FAA drone rules let police track the aircraft. The new FAA rule that was proposed this week calls for most drones to have remote IDs that would let officials track them in real time. Remote ID technologies will enhance safety and security by allowing the FAA and the feds in general to identify drones flying in their jurisdiction. Rule would apply to all drones required to register. The agency noted that it's working toward a traffic management ecosystem that would more or less wrap themselves around the drone flights, separate from but complementary to the regular air traffic management system that we have for airplanes. Drones are handling jobs like making movies, monitoring oil refineries, gathering military intelligence, aiding search and rescue operations, and a number of companies are working on drone technology. For example, Amazon Prime Air has a new delivery drone design. UPS wants to deliver medical supplies to hospitals and to homes using drones. The FAA made the proposed drone regulation available via the Federal Register, opens a 60-day public comment period, so your feedback is welcome and encouraged at the FAA.gov. Number four on our list of the top five, cord cutters finally streaming PBS stations online. It's on YouTube TV. A missing link for cord cutters now in place after the arrival of a lot of PBS affiliates on YouTube TV. Viewers eager to leave high-priced cable and satellite TV bundles now can get your local stations in this streaming video service. There are 100 PBS affiliates, 330 altogether, but 100 that are now available on YouTube's $50 a month cable alternative, which is available on the web and in apps on most streaming media players and connected TVs. Public television remained a holdout from streaming TV services, but now with more and more people cutting the cable cord, they have to change their course. Much of the delay was due to the difficulty in negotiating online streaming rights for the various programs that are on PBS affiliates without compromising the identity of each of their member stations. PBS on YouTube TV will be the exact same thing, they say, as on cable, right down to the pledge drives, which we can probably all do without, but that's how they make their, they have gobs of money. Public television, one of the things that is one of the little known secrets about public television is how much money they have. And the fact that, this is me grinding a little bit here, that they just got, $500 million from the federal government is pretty outrageous that the taxpayer is supporting this when they don't need to. But I move on. Number three, technologically speaking, Sling TV, raising the price of both its subscription packages, Sling Blue and Sling Orange, to $30 a month. Subscribing to both bundles of channels now costs $45, which is now only a few dollars shy of, like, YouTube TV is $49.99 a month. It's fitting this news comes as the year draws to a close, as it continues the upward trend of subscription costs for the cable replacement. I'm telling you, Hulu and Live TV, YouTube TV, AT&T TV, the price hikes here. AT&T TV is now $65 a month. Hulu is $54.99. YouTube is $49.99. Sling is $45. Pretty soon, people are going to start to think, wait a minute, what happened to us trying to cut the cord and save money? It's going to be more expensive to go back to commercial TV. I'm betting that's going to happen sooner rather than later. Number two on our list of the top five technology stories, people trying to order pizza experiencing fraudulent charges on their credit cards, prompting the Better Business Bureau to issue a warning to consumers and restaurants about this new scam. Unlike a lot of scams in the digital age that involve hacking into computers, this heist involves hacking into the phone lines in the store. Somebody posing as a customer walks into the pizza store, asks to use the restaurant's phone. Instead of making a call, the scammer actually reroutes the business calls to another number. And then unsuspecting customers dial up their favorite pizza eatery, and they get the scammer, and bingo, you get hooked for whatever amount of money you have ordered in the pizza store. How about that? Number one this week, Wawa. The breach reaching 700 of their stores. If you use your credit card or debit card to buy gas or pay for snacks at a Wawa convenience store, especially in the past 9 months, your card information has probably been skimmed by malware. Wawa says it discovered the malware on its payment processing servers December 10th. So maybe you better pay cash at Wawa. That's it. Technology in Review. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
LS number 3030.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump is making his mark on the federal courts.
Since Donald Trump took office, 187 new federal judges have been confirmed by the U.S. Senate. In 2016, one of his campaign promises was to put more conservative judges on the federal bench. At a recent White House event celebrating his judicial appointments, the president said he remains committed to nominating judges who interpret the law based on the Constitution and fighting left-wing judicial activism. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Congressman John Lewis of Georgia has advanced pancreatic cancer. In making an announcement Sunday, the 79-year-old lawmaker vowed to continue serving in Washington while he fights the disease and undergoes medical treatment. Lewis says the cancer was discovered this month during a routine medical visit. A Democratic senator claims many Republicans are uneasy about Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's promise to work with the White House in defending President Trump during the impeachment trial.
Describing the House impeachment as the most rushed, least thorough, and most unfair in history, McConnell has stated openly he will not be an impartial juror in the trial. Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut claims he's heard from 5 to 10 GOP senators who are uneasy about McConnell's likely approach to the trial. While Democrats are given virtually no chance of winning a conviction, even one GOP senator voting for impeachment would allow Democrats to boast of having bipartisan support for their effort to drive the president from office. Bob Agnew reporting.
AAA is reporting national gas average at $2.57 a gallon this week. They found Missouri had the lowest average at $2.21, Mississippi next at $2.24. Highest price they found in California at $3.56 a gallon. The biggest swings: Kentucky with a 9-cent increase last week to $2.42 a gallon. Idaho with a 9-cent drop to an average of $2.72. More at townhall.com.
Don't let your home be invaded this season with rats and mice. Keep them away the most humane way with Plug-In Pest Free, 100% chemical-free, totally safe for your family and pets, and environmentally friendly. G'day. I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free, the electromagnetic pest control device that has been scientifically tested and consumer-proven since 1995. Now that's fair dinkum. With a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 2-year manufacturer's warranty, what have you got to lose? Stop inviting unwanted rodents and pests in with baits. Say goodbye to traps and start saving money today with Plug-In Pest Free. Order yours now at gopestfree.com and save 20% with promo code SAVE20. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Are you ready to start saving money? Gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget.
Did you go to the movies this holiday weekend? Star Wars tops the box office for the second straight weekend, while the new release Little Women does better than expected.
This will be the final word.
Star Wars Episode 9 brought in $72 million.
What happened?
Yes, I'm back!
Another franchise movie, Jumanji The Next Level, came in second with $35.3 million.
I'm working on a novel. It is a story of my life and
and my sisters.
Make it short and spicy. And if the main character is a girl, make sure she's married by the end.
Little Women, the latest retelling of the Louisa May Alcott classic, was third with 16.5 million. While Frozen and Spies in Disguise rounded out the top five at the box office. I'm Julie Walker.
And check out more breaking news and analysis. Log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. In the world of sports, LeBron James is named the AP's Male Athlete of the Decade.
Some were burning his jersey in Cleveland when he left for Miami, but after winning two NBA titles, he went back to Ohio, won another, then left for the Lakers. James also did great things off the court, like open the I Promise School in Akron.
For young kids, ages 7, 8, 9, 10, the most important thing that we can give them is structure and a sense of they just want someone to feel like we care.
James was a runaway winner in the AP balloting with New England quarterback Tom Brady finishing second. I'm Shelley Adler.
And on Saturday, Serena Williams was named the Female Athlete of the Decade. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the attack on Pearl Harbor and what was going through his mind as he laid in a ditch avoiding Japanese aircraft.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
I'm Greg Bella. Coming up, we'll present New Year's themed episodes of both the Alan Young Variety Show and The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet. While the Nelsons are making some New Year's resolutions, Alan and his familiar cast are preparing a holiday float for the annual Tournament of Roses parade. Well, today most of you remember Young, of course, as architect Wilbur Post on the 1960s talking horse sitcom Mr. Ed. But before television, he indeed honed his comedy on radio, initially in Canada where he was raised, and then south of that border in the U.S. Now, on his NBC variety show, Alan was supported by some equally talented folks, including Charlie Cantor, Elvia Allman, Peter Leeds, and Jim Backus in his pre-Thurston Howell III millionaire character of Hubert Updike III. This originally played on December 27, 1946.
Bristol Myers, makers of Ipana for the smile of beauty, and Minute Rub, the modern chest rub, bring you the Alan Young Show. Well, it's Friday night, and once again we take you to the Little White Cottage in Van Nuys, California, where we find the star of our show, the young man who is young today and young forever, Alan Young. Well, Christmas has come and gone, and we find Alan Young engaged in a great American pastime. He's at the bookshop, exchanging a Christmas present.
Pardon me, miss, but I'd like to exchange a book that I received for Christmas.
I'd be glad to help you. What's the name of your book?
Yeah, well, I received this book by mistake. It was meant for somebody else, so I'd like to exchange it.
Yes, of course, but what's the title?
Well, I can't see what difference that makes. Can't you just put it back on the shelf?
I've got to know the title. What's the name of your book?
Whatever Young Girl Should Know.
Oh, how I'll be glad to exchange it. You didn't read it, did you?
Read it? Whatever young girl should... Of course I didn't read it.
If a fellow stops the car and says he's out of gas, what's the proper answer?
Open that door, I'm walking home.
Oh!
I did peek at a few of the pages, yes. 200 or 300.
Well, what book do you want to exchange it for?
Whatever young man should know.
You read what every young girl should know, and now you want what every young man should know?
I want to get the questions to go with those answers.
No, I'm sorry. I'm all out of what every young man should know.
So I see.
Perhaps you'd like a mystery story.
Hmm?
How about something in the Friendly Fiend series?
The Friendly Fiend series?
Yes, it comes in 3 volumes. The D.A. trails the Friendly Fiend, the D.A. catches up with the Friendly Fiend, and goodbye, D.A.
Maybe I ought to get a detective book. Hey, how about this book here? It looks interesting. You, too, can be a criminologist. Deduction and reasoning made easy. Written by Clarence Club, brother of Sam Spade.
That's the best book on crime detection we have.
Gee, I always wanted to own a book on crime. When I finish this book, I can become a detective. A great detective. And after that, district attorney. That's me. Mr. District Attorney.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Quiet, Haddington. I'm sorry, miss. Yes, I'll take this book. Zero. This new book I brought home is the most fascinating thing I ever read. Every page is full of startling revelations. Every chapter is full of action and suspense.
Alan, you're reading Forever Amber.
Yeah. It's a book on criminology.
Criminal what?
Criminology. This book explains why some men grew up to become arch criminals.
Oh.
You know what an arch criminal is?
A guy that robs shoe stores?
I'll show you how the book works.
Oh.
I can tell what people are thinking by their expressions. Okay. You look out of that window.
Yeah?
Take that fellow on the sidewalk with a frown on his face.
Yeah?
I can unravel that. Take that cop standing by the fence with a worried expression. I can unravel that.
How about that dame with the sweater?
Really amazing. You're from small clues, you learn important facts.
Gee, you're really sold on this stuff, huh, Alan?
Doja. Take that shirt you're wearing, for instance.
Yeah?
Just by looking at the shirt, I'll tell you what I can deduce. Frayed collar. Second button missing. Torn pocket. Zero. The owner of that shirt is untidy, sloppy, and messy.
Alan, it's your shirt.
Of course, these starched cuffs do indicate a sparkling personality. Good thing to have a book like this, dear. Never know when you need it. Someday we'll be alone in a house like this. Everything will be quiet like this. And suddenly, we'll hear a shot. Like that. I mean, dear, that was a shot.
Oh, Alan, it was just a flat tire. Somebody had a blowout in front of our house.
I'll look out of the window and see. Oh, you're right, dear. It's Mr. Waverly's car. Oh, the fellow who owns the gift shop down the street?
Yeah. Hey, look, Alan. He's coming up our steps.
Oh, good. I like to talk to Mr. Waverly. He's such an agreeable fellow. You're coming.
Hello, Alan. Hello, Zero.
Hiya, Mr. Waverly.
Hello, Mr. Waverly. You just had a flat, didn't you?
Yes, yes, indeed. And I thought I'd come in to use your phone, Alan. I want to call up my wife to tell her I'll be late.
Go right ahead, Mr. Waverly.
Greatest little woman in the world, my wife.
Yeah.
Don't know what I'd do without her. We're inseparable.
I've never seen you together.
Can't stand the sight of her.
Well, you certainly seem to be excited.
Oh, yes, Alan, yes, indeed. I've got the secret plans for the float Van Nuys is entering in the Tournament of Roses.
You have the plans, Mr. Waverly?
That's right. I'm chairman of the float committee.
I hope the Van Nuys float wins first prize this year.
Can't miss, Alan, can't miss. It's a prettier float than last year's. And last year's float was really terrific. We had the most beautiful girl in America. The most gorgeous blonde that ever lived.
I didn't think she was so nice.
Lassie looks better.
Well,
What kind of a float is Van Nuys building?
Oh, I can't tell you, Alan, can't tell you. The plans were a big secret. That's why they trusted them to me. I'm quiet as a clam. Keep a secret for years. Never say a word to anybody.
I've known you to talk a bit.
Biggest blabbermouth in town. To tell the truth, Alan, I'm afraid to hold on to them myself.
You are?
Yeah. I'm going to pick out the smartest man in Van Nuys to keep these plans until we start building.
Mr. Weaver, that's right where you're wrong. According to my book on crime, the best kind of secret agent is a dumb-looking fella. You should leave your plans with a dopey-looking drip.
Alan, take good care of them.
Weaver, you mean you're going to let me hold the secret plans for the Van Nuys float?
Yes, Alan. And God with your life. The honor of Van Nuys is at stake.
Don't worry about the plans.
Goodbye, Alan.
Goodbye, Mr. Waverly. Zero. Zero?
Yeah, Alan.
Zero. In this sealed envelope are the secret plans for the Van Nuys float.
No kidding, Alan.
That's right, Zero. Boy, I'm glad I read that book on crime. I can outwit any crook now.
Attaboy, Alan. The whistler and bulldog drumming are your middle name.
That's me. Alan... Young.
Well, Alan Young has been entrusted with the envelope containing the secret plans of the Van Nuys float. Alan is very determined that no one shall steal the plans left with him for safekeeping.
Zero?
Yeah?
Just finished reading a chapter in my criminology book on hiding secret documents.
So what, Alan?
Zero, I want you to go out of the room while I hide this envelope with the secret plans. I'll call you back, see if you can find it.
Okay, Alan.
Okay. Let's see. I'll hide the envelope in the desk. First place he'd look. Under the rug. Now you'll see the bulge. I know. I'll hide it inside the spring of this armchair on the left side of the fireplace.
All right, Zero, come on in.
Okay.
Well, where is it?
Inside the spring of the armchair on the left side of the fireplace.
That's amazing. Zero, could you tell by the rearrangement of the furniture or by the displacement of dust particles?
Oh, by picking through the keyhole.
You don't understand the importance of this. The Tournament of Roses is the most important affair of the year.
It is?
Certainly. See, each city enters a float which represents the thing they're famous for.
Oh.
Miss Pasadena's dressed in roses. Miss Pomona has her clothes made out of grapefruits. I bet Miss Los Angeles is plenty worried about her costume.
Miss Los Angeles?
The wind shifts, she'll lose her fog. Yeah, I'd like to know what kind of float Van Nuys intends to build.
Well, look, Alan, why don't you peek inside the envelope?
Oh, I couldn't do a thing like it. Here comes Filthy Rich Updike. I wonder what he came here to brag about tonight.
I better take the plans in the other room, Alan.
If he ever sees...
Alan, I'm here. I'm here. Come gaze at man's answer to Quinn for a day.
But you look pretty happy tonight.
Well, I am, Alan. I'm just crazy about the holiday season. Sure. I've been drinking one Thomas and Gerald after another.
Thomas and Gerald, yeah. You sound like you're anxious to celebrate the new year.
Oh, yes. In a few days, it'll be 1946.
Yeah. No, Hubert, you're a little mixed up. It'll be 1947. 1946 is just ending.
Oh, no. A dear old dad liked it so much, he's having a continuum.
Glad to see you in such good spirits, Hubert.
Well, Alan, you see, I'm chairman of the committee to pick out the float for Beverly Hills in the Tournament of Razors.
Tournament of Razors. That's the red flower. Something like a carnation. How's your float coming along, Hubert?
Oh, bully. Just plain bully. Yeah? We're sure to win first prize.
Oh, is that so?
Yes. You see, it's the biggest float that's ever been entered. 33 miles long and... 26 miles wide.
Wow. What are you going to have on that Beverly Hills float?
Beverly Hills?
Well, but you know, Van Nuys is entering a sensational float this year.
Alan, Van Nuys won't have a chance. Right on top with the Beverly Hills float will be the most gorgeous creature in America, dressed in a bathing suit.
With a bare midriff?
If it's not too chilly, I'll wear one.
But are you going to have oranges on your float again this year?
Oh, yes. Oranges, yes. We'll have plenty of oranges, and every one of them will be stamped Admiral Halsey.
Admiral Halsey? Hubert, you mean you'll be stamped Sun Kiss?
No, Alan, these are naval oranges.
Oh, that was a witty one. Halsey, Halsey.
You
listening to the Alan Young Show. We'll be right back after this short break.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to the Alan Young Show on WIN Radio 1.
But I still think Van Nuys is going to win first prize.
What did you say?
I said Van Nuys is going to have a nicer float than Beverly Hills.
Oh, Mother, get out the Hershey bar. This boy is nuts tonight.
You can laugh if you want to, Hewitt, but I happen to be pretty familiar with the plans for the Van Nuys float.
Oh, is that so? Well, that's a mink of another color. I must get my hand on those plans. Do you think I could take a look?
No, Hewitt, there's nothing you can do. Van Nuys is going to win.
Alan, you mustn't win. Why, if you beat me, I'll commit suicide. That's what I'll do. I'll commit suicide. I'll climb up to the top of my tallest butler and jump off.
But you'll get no sympathy from me. You can't see those plans.
Well, very well, Alan. Well, if I can't get them, I'll send someone who can. Aurawawa.
Aurawawa. Cuba is always so sure of winning everything. Hey, Zero.
Yeah, Alan.
Zero, I think we better be careful. Hubert is after those plans.
He is?
Yeah, you can't trust him. He's a regular Benedict Arnold.
Oh, that's that fat actor, huh?
Yeah, I'm glad I got this book on crime. Tells you just what to do in a case like this. Draw up a fake set of plans. That'll fool Hubert.
Well, look, Alan, you don't know nothing about designing a float.
I don't have to know anything. Just a fake set of plans. I can make anything. See, I'll draw a picture of the Van Nuys City Hall with a cow standing in front of it.
Oh.
The whole thing will be made out of dandelions.
That's ridiculous. How can you get a bunch of dandelions to look like a cow?
Let five of the stems hang down. No,
I drew the whole thing. Now I'll stick it in this envelope and put it in my pocket.
Hey, come to think of it, Alan, that's a pretty good idea. If anybody steals it, they just got a silly pitch.
Yeah, look what I wrote on the envelope. Secret plans for the Van Nuys float.
Hey, I better make sure the real plans are safe.
Okay, dear. I'll get the door, fella. Yes?
I'm looking for Alan Young. Is that you all?
Is that you all? What can I do for you, miss?
Well, I was selected as Miss Van Nuys.
You were?
Uh-huh, honey child. The judges want me to represent Van Nuys in the Tournament of Roses. They told me I was Mellow Rooney.
Rooney never had anything as mellow as that.
Plum, you're cuter than a possum's front paw.
Oh, I am not. But I don't remember seeing you around Van Nuys.
Oh, I haven't been here long, honey child. I live most of my life in Lexington, Kentucky, the tobacco country.
Well, no wonder Effie Boone can't talk straight.
Listen, Sugar Pie, seeing as how I'm Miss Van Nuys, couldn't I get just a teensy-weensy look at those little old secret plans for the little old float?
Well, how'd you know I have a little old secret plan for a little old float, huh?
Well, I just knew they'd entrust them to you. You're so handsome and charming and clever.
Oh, I am so. But I'm sorry, I can't show these plans to anyone.
But Sugarfoot, why, Sugarfoot, I'm the gal who's going right on top of your float, and I want to check and see if my costume's appropriate.
Oh, well, what are you planning to wear?
Well, I'm wearing a strapless evening gown. It's cut low in the front and cut low in the back. It has a ruffle in the front and a ruffle in back. In fact, I look just about the same from both sides.
Sounds lovely, Miss Studebaker. I mean... Miss Van Nuys.
Now, where'd y'all say those plans were?
Well, they're right here in this envelope in my pocket, but I don't think...
Oh, I could just hug you.
Now, look.
Step up closer, Sugar, and get granulated. Where'd you say the plans were?
Well, they're in my right-hand pocket, but... No. Don't hug me so tight. No. You're bending my New Year's resolutions.
Well, I won't know you any longer, Sugar. I gotta be going now. Goodbye, you all.
I hope I've been of some assistance.
You certainly have. So long, sucker.
So long, sucker. So Hubert thinks he put something over on me, huh? I'm too smart for him. That spy of his just stole the envelope, but she's got the wrong plans. City of drawing of a cow standing in front of City Hall. Now what? Coming. Ah, Mr. Waverly again.
Hello, Alan. Just came back from the board meeting.
You did?
Yes, had a wonderful meeting. Decided to start work on the float at once, so I came by for the plan.
That's great, Mr. Waverly.
They acted on my suggestion. They always do what I say. My word is law around there. I am known as the big boss, the kingpin, the iron hand.
I didn't know you were so important.
They call me Stinky. But I hope you kept the plan safe, Alan.
I certainly did. I even protected him from a spy. I palmed off a phony drawing on it.
Oh, that's fine, Alan, fine.
Mr. Waverly, I've been dying of curiosity. Could you tell me what the secret plans for the float are?
Oh, I guess I can trust you, Alan. We decided to show how the city government of Van Nuys incorporates the spirit of good citizenship with agricultural institutions.
And what did you put on the float?
A cow standing in front of City Hall.
What an idea, cow!
What's wrong, Alan?
Nothing, Mr. Waverly. Everything is just fine.
Well, Alan Young's phony designs for the Van Nuys float turned out to be duplicates of the actual plans. Unless Alan can get them back before Hubert Updike makes use of them, Van Nuys will lose to Beverly Hills in the Tournament of Roses. We now find Alan and his pal Zero approaching Hubert's estate.
Zero. Yes? I just got to get those plans back from Hubert.
Well, here we are at the Updike Mansion, Alan.
Hubert's estate, all right. Nobody else could have a place like this.
Oh,
What a big joint.
Yeah, look at that sign over there. This is the property of Hubert Updike III. Main entrance, Beverly Hills. Servants' entrance, Nashville, Tennessee. Giro, let's go around the back through the driveway here.
Okay, Alan.
Watch out, Giro. The chauffeur is driving one of Hubert's cars out.
Gee, it's one of them big, long cars of Hubert's.
Yeah, Giro, stand back. Don't let that front bumper hit you. Look out, Giro.
Hey, stop worrying. His front bumper is two blocks away.
Giro, what happened?
His back bumper got me. It didn't hurt me, though, Alan.
Oh, good.
Hey, come on. Let's sneak in one of them windows.
Okay, I gotta get those plans here.
Here, Alan. I'll boost you up.
All right. Okay, I'm up here, Zero. Now I'll give you a hand.
Right, Alan.
Here.
Okay, I made it.
Shh. Look where we are. In Hubert's bedroom.
How do you know it's Hubert's bedroom?
Look at that picture of Whistler's mother. She's rocking on a safe deposit box knitting dollar bills.
Where's Hubert?
Oh, he's over in there in bed. He's asleep.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Alan. Look at him. He ain't breathing.
I know, Zero. He says the air here isn't good enough for him.
Well, Alan, if he don't breathe, how does he get air in his lungs?
Keeps the butler under the bed with a bicycle pump.
Alan, you believe all that junk he tells you?
Shh, quiet, Zero. Listen to Hubert. He's talking in his sleep.
Lana. Rita, Eddie, Ingrid, may I kiss a lobe of your ear?
Hey, Alan, what's he doing now?
Probably counting sheep jumping over fences.
What's up? What's up? Somebody's in my room.
Hey, Hubert. You're counting sheep jumping over fences?
Heavens no, Buick's jumping over catalogs. But what are you two doing in my bedroom?
Bedroom? But you sent over a spy to steal the plans for the Van Nuys float, didn't you?
Well, I'm not talking, Alan. What do you think I am, a stool peacock?
Never mind. I'm going to make you talk, Hubert. I'll get the truth about those plans. Zero, give me your belt.
Here's my belt, Alan.
Thanks. Hubert, I'm going to hit you with this belt till you talk.
I won't talk. I won't.
Yes, you will, Hubert. And Zero, pull up your pants. Oh. Now, Hubert, you're going to talk.
Yes. Yes, I'll confess.
All right, now, start talking.
Well, I hired the girl, Alan. I wanted to make sure my Beverly Hills float would win first prize. She's supposed to drop the plans off this evening. That must be the girl now.
I've got to get those plans from her.
Well, Alan, so Hubert can't spoil things, why don't we tie him up and put him in a closet?
Great idea. Here, help me tie him with this rope. I'll just take this one end, twist it around his feet, the other end around his arms, once around his waist and over his shoulders. There.
Oh, Mother, I've been gift-wrapped.
Come on, Alan. We better hurry.
She's at Hubert's front door now. I'll get the plans away from her. She'll recognize me.
Well, look, Alan. We'll turn out the lights and just make believe that you're Hubert Updike. In the dark, she'll never recognize you.
Great idea, Zero. Yeah. Shh. She's right outside. Turn out the lights.
Okay.
Come in.
Well, I got the plans, Mr. Updike. Oh, it's so dark, I can't... Are you in here, Mr. Updike?
Yes. Have you got the plans? Because I'm in the bathroom.
Well, just a minute. It's so dark, I can hardly see you.
Well, that can't be helped. Something has gone wrong with the Updike generator.
You have your own electric plant here?
Oh, yes. We have a plant in the right wing and a plant in the left wing. This is the only house with two pairs of plants. Oh, that was a witty one. Yeah.
You certainly do sound happy.
Well, I am. Oh, Mother, get out the pogo stick. I'm jumping for joy tonight.
The plans, Miss Updike. Where's the money we agreed on?
Oh, yes, the money. Well, I don't have ready cash with me. I bought a new Cadillac this evening.
Didn't you buy a new Cadillac this morning?
Yes, but it ran out of gas.
that you're good for the money, so here's the envelope.
No, bully. Just plain bully.
Well, goodbye, Mr. Updike.
Just a minute, Miss Van Nuys.
What?
Zero, turn on the lights.
What? Well, you're not Hubert Updike. You're Alan Young.
Yeah. I mean, yes. Thought you'd put one over on me, didn't you?
Well, I didn't realize you were so smart, Mr. Young.
I'm plenty smart, and I got the plans for the Van Nuys float right in my hand.
You mean you have one of the copies?
Yeah, I got one of the copies.
I also sold the plans to Azusa, Tarzana, Encino, Fresno, Cucamonga, and Redondo Beach. So long, sucker.
Aha! Zero.
Oh, Alan, you and your book on crime. Now every one of them floats in the parade is going to have a cow on it.
They are?
Yeah, there'll be 134 cows.
Gee, I better call the weatherman.
What for?
Starting January 1st, there'll be nothing but old buttermilk skies.
Here again is Alan Young.
Thanks, Jimmy. Friends, on behalf of our whole company, I want to wish you one and all a very happy New Year. While you're all having a lot of fun New Year's Eve, let's think of the disabled veteran in 1947. Help give him the two things he asks for and deserves, a home and a job. Thanks a lot. See you next week. Good night. Happy New Year.
James Wallington to ask you to remember the two fine products that bring you the Alan Young Show. Ipana for the smile of beauty, and Minute Rub, the modern chest rub. Alan Young can now be seen in the 20th Century Fox picture, Margie. The Alan Young Radio Show is written by Al Schwartz and Sherwood Schwartz. The part of Hubert Updike is played by Jim Backus, and Zero by Charlie Cantor. The music is by George Weil and his orchestra.
From December 27th, 1946. A number of future cartoon voice actors in that episode. Jim Backus played Mr. Magoo. Peter Leeds did voices for a number of Hanna-Barbera cartoons. Alvea Allman worked on both Looney Tunes and Disney shorts, including playing Clarabelle the Cow. And Alan Young himself, well, he was the busiest of the bunch. For decades, he was Scrooge McDuck, as well as Farmer Smurf, and Haggis McHaggis on Ren and Stimpy. I'm Greg Bell, and next on Win Radio was The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, as the Nelsons make a few New Year's resolutions. We'll be right back.
Johnny Dollar.
Johnny, Lieutenant Barry, homicide. Got messages from you 3 inches thick.
Yeah, been trying to get hold of you all morning.
That hasn't exactly been a social tea around here, you know, what with the murder of Dr. Palmquist's wife.
Can I come down there to headquarters?
Come ahead, and if you're a good boy, I'll introduce you to the man who did the killing.
What?
Of course he denies it completely. Who wouldn't? But will you hear his story? It's a wild one.
Hold it. You're way ahead of me. You're saying you've got the killer there?
That's what I'm saying.
Well, who is he?
You wouldn't know him. Nobody seems to.
Make a little sense, will you, Lieutenant?
Look, you coming down or not?
Right now.
Bob Bailey stars as Johnny Dollar, the man with the action-packed expense account in Radio Spirit's fabulous freelance collection.
What does a murderer look like? Go ahead, put yourself out on that limb, but don't drag me out there with you.
Bailey is the definitive Dollar. The character's wry sense of humor and world-weary compassion fit the actor like a tailor-made suit. Listen in as he takes on cases of double indemnity and double cross in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, Fabulous Freelance.
Come on now, kid, put it down.
No. No, because nobody tells me what to do, not when I've got a gun. They're afraid to. That's right.
Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar Fabulous Freelance is regularly $39.98. But when Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $24.98. Yup, save $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code $97.
Next week, $3 million worth of a worthless gold mine. And there's blood on the desert sand. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Order Fabulous Freelance today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code $97. This offer is available for a limited time only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Is your home Wi-Fi private? Not really, as you could be tracked by websites, search engines, social networks, and more. The only way to really browse anonymously is with a VPN, or virtual private network. So we asked expert Georgia Wheatman who could see your information.
Well, it might actually be better to question who can't see our information. Anybody who owns a service that you might be going through, any of them who have inserted themselves into the chain of the traffic, they can see every bit of data that we send. So if you're sending your username and password to your bank account or into Facebook or any site, they could use that information. If you're paying with a credit card, they could again capture that information. Really anything you want to keep secure on the internet, they might see.
More at bulbsecurity.com. And if you want to have your product featured here, tweet me at Tech It Out Radio.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was, where before the break, Alan Young was preparing a float for the annual Tournament of Roses parade. And now another New Year's-themed comedy episode. This originally played back on January 2nd,
1949. Silver with beauty that lives forever is International Sterling. From Hollywood, International Silver Company, creators of International Sterling, presents The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, starring America's favorite young couple, Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard. Since the dawn of recorded history, mankind has greeted the arrival of the new year with celebrations and rejoicing. 5,000 years ago, on New Year's Eve, a famous Egyptian said... And so it goes. A new year is born, and the old year takes its place on the pages of history. And in everybody's mind is an acute awareness of the passage of time.
Did we get any 1949 calendars yet, Harriet?
Well, if you mean the ones in the garage, it's over there on the table.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look, they're using a different girl this year. She isn't wearing much for January, is she? Wonder how she keeps warm.
Well, those looks you're giving her must help a little.
Hey, look here, take a look at February. See, things start to get interesting. She's taking off her gloves.
When you get to June, don't expect anything. I tore that one out. You want more coffee?
Yeah, thanks. You know, I have a feeling 1949 is going to be a very nice year.
Started off very well.
Yeah, I thought so. In fact, that was one of the best New Year's Eve parties I've ever been to.
It was a lot of fun. There's only one thing I didn't like about it. I don't like the idea of teaming the men against the women.
Oh, you mean in the word game?
Mm-hmm.
Well, naturally, you didn't like it because the wives lost.
Well, no, not that. I just don't think it's fair to make the wives compete against their husbands.
Oh, I understand how you feel. We really trounced you, didn't we?
Well, if you put it that way, maybe we just didn't try as hard as the men.
Oh, sure, that's the answer. You let us win. The wives were so much in love with their husbands that you let us win.
I didn't say that. I simply said that maybe we didn't try as hard as you men.
Oh, I don't think we tried especially hard. In fact, it seemed to me we won pretty easily. You tried hard, but we were a little smarter.
I'm so glad to hear you say that, dear. Some of the girls thought we made it too obvious.
No, no. You fooled me completely.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Pop.
Hi.
Hello, boys. Boys, let me give you a word of fatherly advice. Never let yourselves get drawn into competition with girls.
Guy, Pop, you don't think we play with girls, do you?
Oh, no? What about the spelling match? When was that?
Oh, he means at the school Christmas party. We stood the girls in a spelling match.
Oh, and naturally the girls didn't try very hard, so the boys won hands down.
Oh, no, they beat the pants off us.
Gee, I don't remember that part.
Ha, ha, ha. actually won fair and square?
Yeah, they were just too much for us. We didn't stand a chance.
Oh, I'm surprised, David. That's no attitude to take. Let's examine just why the girls won. Is it because they're brighter than you? No. More alert? No. Have more knowledge? No.
Isn't that funny? I would have said yes to all those things.
Well, let's get to the real reason the girls won.
I know. Girls don't have as much to worry about as we do.
Well, not only that, maybe you were just being nice to the girls and tried to lose the spelling match.
We didn't have to try to lose. It was the easiest thing I've ever done.
I don't like girls anyway.
Ricky's a little sore on account of what happened at Susie Dunkel's party. The girls insisted on playing post office.
Fully.
Sounds like you boys had quite a party.
Julie Thornberry said she had a letter for Ricky. She sure can't fill his stamp.
Yeah. Why does she want to kiss me? She's got a cat. Let her kiss that.
Come to think of it, the girls won all the prizes at that party, too.
Of all the dopey games, pin the tail on the donkey. Fully.
It's no wonder you didn't like it. Next time, don't insist on being the donkey.
Well, don't worry about it, boys. As soon as the girls get a little older, they'll let you boys win all the prizes. See, that's a little trick that the women use to make the men think they're smarter. At least that's what your mother says.
Not much sense in being a boy these days, is there? Come on, Rick. Let's throw the ball around.
You know, it might be fun to have a spelling match at our next party.
Oh, sure. And I suppose the wives would just murder the poor husbands. I tell you what I'll do. I'll give you a word right now you can't spell. An easy one, too. Spell Glockenspiel.
Glockenspiel? Glockenspiel. Was I wrong? Huh? Was I right? Well, all right. How do you spell Glockenspiel?
Well, let's be fair. Don't give me the same word.
This is Ozzie and Harriet, and we'll be back with more right after this.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
And now, welcome back to Ozzy and Harriet on WEN Radio 1.
Hi, Oz.
Oh, hello, Thorny.
Care to join me in carrying out this barrel of ashes?
No, thanks. You sure keeping the basement cleaned up, the New Year's resolution?
In a way, Catherine made it for me.
Women are sure hard to understand.
Hard? It's impossible.
Harriet and I were talking about the New Year's Eve party, you know, over at the Randolphs.
Oh. Did you get a little lecture, too?
No. Harriet and I were just talking about the games we played.
I should think she'd want to keep that quiet. Women didn't win a darn thing. Pretty solid proof of male superiority, I'd say.
I know this is perfectly silly, Thorny, but has it ever occurred to you that women might lose to men on purpose?
Do you have a fever, Oz?
No, I'm serious. Women are pretty strange. They might just do a thing like that, you know, just to make the husbands feel superior. Sort of butter us up.
Well, that doesn't make sense, Oz. At least not right after Christmas.
Well, and how do you explain the fact that women are such good losers? They lose all the time, and they still smile.
Oh, look, Oz, women lose, they smile. But they have their own little ways of getting even with us for beating them. They're clever, Oz, devilishly clever. I beat Catherine a little game of gin rummy the other night, and what did she do? Turned off my side of the electric blanket, and I nearly froze to death.
Maybe you're right. I wonder if that was just Harriet's way of getting even with me. You know, trying to make me think the girl's lost on purpose.
Well, there's no doubt about it, Oz. And the dangerous part of it is it's little things like that that cause a man to lose control of the reins in his own home.
Oh, Thorny, I don't think it's that important.
Okay, Oz. If I were you, I'd get the upper hand again before it's too late. The husband has got to keep control of the household. Why don't you go in there and involve Harriet in some sort of competition and beat her fair and square?
Say, maybe you're right. Certainly can't do any harm. No, I'll just challenge her to some sort of a contest and beat her.
Right.
Now, what's something I'm sure to win at?
Yeah. How about growing a mustache faster than she can?
Thorny, it's got to be something she has a chance at. See, I know checkers. It's a good game, and I don't think she's ever played it. By golly, Thorny, I'll prove to her I'm a better man than she is. Harriet.
Yes, dear?
How about a little game of checkers?
Oh, I have to do the dishes, dear.
Oh, come on. Just one game of checkers.
All right, we'll play kitchen checkers. You take the dirty saucers, and I'll take the dirty cups, and we'll move them around the dishpan.
I don't understand, Harriet. I happen to feel like a little competition. I'll bet I can toss a penny closer to the edge of the linoleum than you can.
I don't want to play games, dear.
You mean you don't want to be beaten? You must have seen my high school yearbook. You probably read how good I was at pitching pennies.
Here, why don't you have a cookie? That'll keep you quiet.
Oh, boy, chocolate. Why don't you have one, too?
They do look good.
I could eat a dozen of them.
So could I.
I'll bet I can eat more cookies than you can.
I'll bet you can, too. Are you trying to draw me into some sort of competition?
Not necessarily. How about some ping pong?
No, thanks, dear.
I'll give you an advantage. I'll play left-handed.
No, thanks.
I'll play blindfolded.
No, thanks.
Without a paddle.
No.
Doubled up with my head between my legs. I'll be the ball.
No, dear.
Well, I don't blame you. It is sort of useless for a woman to compete with a man.
Yes, it is, dear.
You mean you don't disagree with that statement I just made?
No, I think you're right.
Well, let's shake hands. That's it. Now put your foot against my foot, like this. Now, this is what's known as Indian hand wrestle.
You want another pillow under your head?
No, thanks.
You want to sit over here in your easy chair?
No, thank you, dear. I'm very comfortable lying here on the couch.
You aren't angry with me, are you?
Why should I be? You didn't throw me. I slipped.
I'm sorry. That soap just squished out of my hand when you grabbed me. Hope you didn't loosen a vertebrae.
I landed right on the base of my spine. The lower part. It could have pushed my spinal column right straight up. I'd have one horn on my head.
Would you like me to fill up your hot water bottle again?
No, thanks. I haven't finished drinking this yet. What are you knitting?
A pair of socks.
Is it difficult to knit a pair of socks?
Not once you've learned. You aren't thinking of taking it up, are you?
Just making conversation. Just for the fun of it, show me how you do it. Just give me an idea.
Well, roughly, it's like this. You take one needle and loop the yarn over like this. Then you slide it off. That's knit. And then you reverse the process like this. And then slide these loops off. That's purl.
Hand it to me. I'll show you how fast I pick up stuff.
Oh, careful.
Just loop it over like this. And you slide these off. Where did everything go?
Yeah, that was fast, dear. It took me an hour to do what you undoed in 2 seconds.
What did I do?
You unraveled it.
It certainly is delicate. How does it stay together in a sweater? You know, I never realized what nerve it takes for a woman to wear a sweater. Take me to knit a pair of socks.
Too long. Give the needles back there.
Oh, sure. I couldn't possibly knit a pair of socks as fast as you could.
Of course you couldn't.
I was hoping you'd say that.
What do you mean?
I think we've got ourselves a little contest.
Oh, Ozzy, you couldn't.
Shall we begin? Just get me some needles. All I want you to do is show me how it's done. And I may as well warn you, be prepared for a fight. When I was at Boy Scout camp, I learned to make a straw hat in 1 hour.
But, Ozzy, that isn't like making a sock.
It looked like one.
Well, I'll show you how, dear, but let's not make it a contest.
I'm afraid I might finish my sock sooner than you'll finish yours.
No, I'm afraid you might knit yourself into a bag and suffocate.
What irony. Beating Harriet at her own game. This will prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that men are superior to women.
Ending with a controversial statement by Ozzy, which is sure to backfire. That was the first half of an episode from January 2nd, 1949. We'll have the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. I'm Greg Bell, and while Ozzy and Harriet did well on radio, they are much better known for their lengthy television run. And son Ricky went on to a rock music career. The first time he sang on the TV show was in a 1957 episode. Do you recall which Fats Domino tune he sang? I'll name it and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Unforgettable. That's what you are. Unforgettable.
Nat King Cole is unforgettable with 100 of his original recordings in a 4-CD collection. Now available at musicrewind.com. Order Nat King Cole 100 hits today at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $22.98 for 4 CDs. Just enter or mention promo code King33.
Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, men have named you.
Go to musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today and use promo code King33 to save on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Just a moment. Don't settle back in your chair. You're going for a ride. Ready?
Are you ready to never miss a When Radio Was episode and stream the most recent shows for free? Then get our Radio Spirits app today. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Alice is madly in love with Phil, and Phil is madly in love with Phil. And we're madly in love, too, with free streams on the Radio Spirits app. Try one of our premium plans and get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, Jack Benny, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, and many more. You can also download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening, bookmark programs, and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like.
I don't know if I can stand the shock. Come clean. What's the problem?
There's no problem if you want free When Radio Was daily streams. Just download the Radio Spirits app today with no risk or obligation. Get a free trial now for your iPhone at the App Store or for your Android at Google Play.
Did you inadvertently scout for squirrels while deer hunting this past fall? I'll share how to harvest them in just a moment.
At Higdon Outdoors, we help you get the most of every minute you spend hunting. There's no substitute for experience and a commitment to excellence. We're using our 20 years of uncompromising product development and unparalleled in-the-field performance to make your duck, goose, and turkey hunting experience even better. We welcome Power Calls to the Higdon Outdoors family. Unleash the power. Visit power-calls.com. That's power-calls.com.
A great way to squirrel hunt when the leaves are off the trees is to still hunt. Get to an area you'd like to hunt and just ease through it, waiting for the bushy tails to give their location. Another tip, trade in the shotgun for a .22 or an air rifle. To learn more about this topic and many more, check us out at drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about the television version of The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet. The first time that son Ricky sang on the show was in the 1957 episode Ricky the Drummer. The tune was Fats Domino's I'm Walking. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it this time around. Remember, though, to visit us at the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.